It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. McDonald's of Washington. Apply today to join the winning team at McDonald's. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
A very pleasant good evening to you, as it is once again time for Hatchet Football right here on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW, as tonight your Washington Hatchets open up the season at home to take on Big 8 Conference rival, the Boonville Pioneers. This is John Gear, and I'm joined this year by my new broadcast partner, Gary Isaac. Gary, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks, John. Like you said, we're ready to start off some football tonight. Hatchets are geared up, ready to go. You know, we had a good interview with Jake, and we like what we see on film, and I think we've got some tendencies already tagged out that are going to play in our favor.
Absolutely. It's always been a tough game against Boonville this first game of the season. Definitely one that Coach Dernal would like to get under his belt to start the season off, you know, with a win, obviously, as any coach would. Last 30 years, Boonville has the advantage decidedly at 28-4. Of course, last year around this time, Boonville was victorious 23-0. So obviously Coach General wants to change that as we get things ready to go here, as we got the Pioneers out on the field. The band is assembling for the national anthem here shortly. We'll run down a few things. John Harrell, who picks all of the high school sports games, has Boonville coming out on top on this one, 31-21. So we hope that he is wrong in this situation, Gary.
Absolutely. So, you know, and we kind of talked about last year's game. You know, obviously the outcome wasn't in our favor. We didn't put the ball in the end zone. We talked about that, you know, three trips in the red zone, and we turned it over with fumbles or, you know, turnover downs, whatever the case was. You know, hopefully tonight we come out without the jitters and we can put the ball in the end zone.
As we get ready for the national anthem, I had a chance earlier to talk to Coach Dernal to get his thoughts on tonight's game. So let's hear what Coach Dernal has to say about tonight's contest. I'm joined by Hatchet head coach Jake Dernal. And, Coach, I know I'm going to speak for you here that you've probably been looking forward to this night for quite a long time, as most of us have. We're right around the corner, ready to kick off the football season here. And I know it's going to be a little different this year without 18 seniors from last year. Going to kind of have a new look team, some familiar names to some folks in key positions this year, but a totally different team and setup than last year.
Yes, we're going to rely heavily on our sophomores this year. I have 8 starters that are sophomores on the offensive side of the ball and 5 on the defensive side. But our offense is going to revolve around Jaden Penley. He's taken over the quarterback reins. He ran a little bit of quarterback his freshman year, but he's back, and he's the unquestionable leader of this team, so we're going to follow his direction this year.
Also, have quite a few, you know, in that sophomore class, quite a few skilled players. I mean, you got a lot of talent spread all throughout the ranks, and definitely It's just going to be a matter of getting everybody to come together and be on the same page because you have the talent to get the job done.
Yeah, they're a very talented bunch of kids. It's just the experience on Friday nights. And some of them got valuable experience last year. So that definitely helped. But, you know, it's just the game moves fast for sophomores. It's just the way it is. So they're learning. And week by week, day by day, snap by snap, we try to get better, try to teach them what we know as coaches. And hopefully as the year goes on, you'll see more continuity from the offense and more fluidity from the defense flying to the ball and make it, you know, loving around the ball to make tackles.
So let's talk about Boonville a little bit. Obviously, it's been a tough game for your team since you've taken over, and games that, you know, I know we talked off the air about, you know, kind of wanting to get that win, especially against Boonville, and they're going to bring a tough team in here tonight. So what do you guys need to do to come out of here with a victory?
Boonville's a very good team. Last year they had a little bit of a down record because their quarterback tore his ACL against us in the last couple plays. But Luke Connor, number six, is a college-level player, and they're going to feed him the ball quite a bit. And their quarterback has a great arm and great intuition in the pocket, so we're gonna have to cover the field. We're gonna have to stuff the box to quit, you know, stop the run, and we're gonna have to cover their receivers. They're a complete team, and hopefully we're up for the challenge tonight.
Coach, what's the one thing that you want to see stat wise or just from the sidelines to know, you know, that you guys are on the right track? I mean, is there any one thing that you're looking for as far as either defensively or offensively that you're keying on to kind of indicate how well your team's going to play tonight?
Our biggest thing, I don't really want stats per se, but I want effort and energy every play. Being a young team, we get down on ourselves pretty quickly when we make a mistake, and I tell them over and over in practice, we're only as good as our next play. So they're going to make mistakes. We know that as a coaching staff. But they have to wipe it out of their memory and say, okay, it's, you know, next play, I have to come out and execute my responsibility on this play.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to me here before the game, and best of luck tonight. We'll look forward to talking with you after the game.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick timeout, and we will return to the Shelter Insurance pregame show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway for a free insurance review.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Gary Iza, as we are just under 4 minutes to go until kickoff, as the Washington Hatchets prepare to make their way onto the field. Full on with the smoke machine and everything. Kind of gives me the reminiscing to back in the 80s when the Miami Hurricanes used to do that. So here come the Hatchets. Gary, while we got a few minutes here before the kickoff, let's talk about the prescription shot, prescription for success in tonight's contest. What do the Hatchets need to do tonight to be successful and come away with a victory here in this home opener?
So that's a great question. I think it's going to come back down to what we just talked about before we took a break. You know, obviously first game out, we've got a lot of underclassmen that are going to be on the offensive side of the ball. We've got to take care of the ball, limit the turnovers, make every possession count, because obviously Boonville's got a heck of a quarterback. They've got a good running back. They've actually got two of them. One of them's really quick, one of them's a tough runner inside. So they're going to put some points up. We know that. The thing is, we can't have four and outs. We can't have turnovers. We've really got to utilize the field, keep the ball moving down toward the right direction. Don't let them pin us back. So jitters, take care of the ball.
I think you're spot on that analysis there, and one other thing is the big thing. We know Boonville is going to be able to put points on the board tonight. We have to be able to score. I'm not sure. You know, we have a new quarterback. We got a lot of new people in key positions, so I'm not sure, especially, you know, first game out, how they're going to respond, how they're going to mesh. But the bottom line is, to win a game, you got to score more points than the other team. And when an offense like Boonville, who's going to put up, you know, 28, yep, 30 points a game,
absolutely,
you got to be able to get in the end zone.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So, like you said, Penley, he's a senior, but getting to play quarterback, starting for the first time, I don't think he's played since a freshman,
That's correct.
Okay. So, obviously, he's going to have jitters tonight, too. You
sure
wouldn't think a senior would, but he's going to as a quarterback because the ball's in your hands on every play. He's having a lot, do a lot of reading tonight, which we're going to talk a lot about that during the game. You know, their offense is a lot of run option pass. So with that, that's putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback to be able to read the defense properly and know when to hand off, when to keep the ball, when to go the other direction. So we'll see that in the play, and we'll let you all know, listeners, we'll let you know what's going on and kind of what we're seeing up here, and hopefully we're on point.
Getting ready for the coin toss here. The Hatchets will receive to start things off. So Washington, when we start this first quarter of action, we'll be heading right to left on the radio dial. As we wrap up the Shelter Insurance pregame show, a couple scores to pass along. Vincennes Lincoln on top of Owen Valley in the second quarter, 22-0 at Inman Field in Vincennes. And Sullivan, last check, was on top of North Knox, 20-8 towards the end of the first quarter. So a few area scores. And obviously the other thing to consider tonight is the weather. And hopefully Andy Morrison can give us some good news as the game goes on, as he's tracking it back at the station. But, you know, storms, whether it's just rain or lightning and the delay and the long trip for Boonville, all these things have to factor in to everything here tonight. As, folks, we are about 30 seconds away from opening up this 2018 season here. And as we are ready for the Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff, as I mentioned earlier, Washington will receive, Boonville will kick to the Hatchets, so we'll get to see this new run-pass option offense of the Hatchets here first thing. And, you know, Washington has a lot of speed, has a lot of offensive weapons, a fairly young offensive line, so it's going to be interesting to see how this all translates here, and we're going to get to see that coming up right now.
All right. We're both standing up. Look at us. We're excited, aren't we?
I think everybody here is excited to finally get football underway. Kevin Laguerre back deep for the Hatchets, as he is probably one of the fastest players in the Big 8 Conference.
Yeah, I'm ready to see this. Let's go, Kevin. Set the tone right here. Here we go. See what we got.
Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff coming at you now. It's a squib kick. Going to be fielded in the middle by Julius Hardiman. Julius breaks a couple tackles around the outside. Is going to make it out to about the Hatchet 35-yard line, and that's where Washington and senior quarterback Jaden Penley we'll start things off. It's going to be interesting. Jaden can throw the ball a mile. You know, we're going to have to see what kind of, you know, how we can utilize our offensive weapons, how we can utilize Trey Reed,
yep,
Dalton Irvin, obviously, even Kevin Laguerre coming out of the backfield, and just how the offensive line is going to handle this, because, I mean, it's go time right now, Gary.
I agree. So we've got to take what they give us here. Let's not try to do too much. You know, check down if you have to. Let's be smart with the ball.
Hatchets up to the line. Penley in the shotgun, two receivers to the near side, two receivers to the far side, Laguerre in the backfield, going to hand it off to Kevin, reverse around the end to Hardiman. Hardiman's got room.
He's got the
he turns line. The corner, 40, 45, 50, 45, down to the Boonville 41-yard line.
Go.
Great way to start the game for the Hatchets, as Julius Hardiman with a 25-yard run to open things up here, first and 10 for the Hatchets. In Pioneer territory, just what, if you were Coach Durnell, that's exactly what you wanted to see.
That's a great misdirection right there. That was perfect. Here we go. We're at the line.
Trips to the far side. Laguerre in the backfield with Penley. Penley hands it to Laguerre. Laguerre dances his way for a few yards. Going to gain about 2 yards on the play. Going to bring up second and 8 as we are just underway. 11:25 to go here in the first quarter. Hatchets with the ball. No score. As Hatchets right back up to the line. Trips to the far side. Penley in the shotgun, takes a snap. Penley looks to pass. He's going to run it. Cuts up the middle. Nice move by Penley.
Way to lower your shoulder.
Spin move is going to be about 2 yards, 3 yards shy of the first down, so it's going to bring up about a third and 3 here for Washington inside Boonville territory at the Boonville 33-yard line, and the Hatchets playing the quick tempo. Is there right back up to the line?
Same formation. I like it. Look at Boonville's moving around. They don't know where to get in their spot.
Penley, back to pass. Pressure, rolls. He's got an open receiver.
Oh, way to
what
gun
a
it
catch
in
by Trey Reed! What a throw by Jaden Penley. An amazing catch by Trey Reed for the first down at the Boonville 20-yard line. Already, Gary, we're in the red zone. And Coach Durnell is telling him to get up and get going.
Wow, I love it. Wow, man, he hit that right in between three guys. That was a perfect spiral pass right in the middle. It was perfect.
Trips to the far side. Penley hands it off to Laguerre.
Come on, Kevin.
Kevin hit the backfield, still on his feet.
Man, they're all over him.
They are all over him. Going to lose about 5 yards on the play. And Kevin is down. Looks, as he got tackled, he kind of got contorted there a little bit, but he's up. Probably just a don't think it's anything serious, but definitely going to come out for a little bit and take a breather here. So Hatchet, so far, it's going to be second and 15, but so far looking good on offense, Gary.
Oh, man, I'm liking this fast tempo. Look at us. We're already ready to go again.
Irvin in the backfield with Penley. Penley looking to pass, cuts it in. He's got a wide-open receiver.
Oh.
Throws it behind his intended receiver, number 31, Reese Durnell. Nice move by Penley to avoid contact. Just couldn't get the ball in front of Durnell. So it's going to bring up third and 15 for the Hatchets. That incomplete pass will stop the clock at 10:17 to go in the first. Still no score. So a little bit of a hiccup here for the Hatchets, but a great opening drive. And you got to imagine this deep that the Hatchets are going to go for it here if they can't convert on
Absolutely.
The third down.
So, this defense that Boonville's running is a little different. Look at that. They've only got three down linemen.
Yep.
Looks like they've got four linebackers out there. So,
Penley takes a snap. Hands it off to Irvin. Irvin hitting the backfield. Still on his feet. Dalton trying to – ball is on the ground, and Boonville has recovered it.
That's what I've been talking about. We've got to take care of the ball. We try to do too much there. When you know you're tackled and you're held up, you got to hold the ball and go down. We kept fighting. We had three guys on him, and they ripped it out, unfortunately.
A little bit of those, maybe some of those first-game jitters as the Hatchets looked great moving the ball down the field and just stalled in the red zone. That turnover will give Boonville the football at their own 30-yard line, first and 10. 10:08 to go here in the first. Still no score as Washington
All right, let's see what we got
lines
here.
Up. Jackson Phillips, Boonville quarterback in the shotgun.
Should be a run here.
Phillips hands the ball off. Luke Connor is tackled after about a 9-yard gain, and he's the guy we're going to have to watch, Gary, for Boonville, as he's the horse in the backfield and picks up 9 on that first play.
Yep, so look, they're running a similar offense as Washington. They've got the back offset with the pistol formation, and when the back's behind him a little bit, I think it's a run, and that's what we see right here. We'll see if this stands true.
Phillips in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands the ball off to Connor. He weaves his way through traffic, still on his feet to the 50.
Oh, boy.
45-40, 35-30. Finally knocked out of bounds at the Hatchet 20-yard line. Big gain for Connor. About a 35-yard gain for Luke Connor. That'll move the chains for Boonville first. I was wrong. It's a 25-yard line of the Hatchet, so helps us out by 5 yards. 9:33 to go in the first, still no score. Boonville with the football. As we expected, we're getting a heavy dose of Luke Connor here in the beginning. As Phillips stays in the shotgun, Connor flanks him to the left. Another handoff. Hatchets get a little pressure this time. Nice job by Julius Hardeman and Jaden Penley in on the tackle as Connor only gains about a yard on the play. So nice job there defensively by Penley and Hardeman. As it, you know, it looks like Boonville's going to run the no huddle and keep the tempo the same. So this may be a shootout.
This could be. And Connor's touched the ball every time here. And I'd say you're going to look at somebody else carrying the ball because look at him. He's got his hands on his hips here.
Phillips in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls to his right. He's going to keep it. Is hit in the backfield by number 53.
Nice.
Triple H hard hitting Seth Holtzclaw is going to bring him down for the loss in a huge, huge play. For the Hatchets, it's going to bring up a third and 15, and just exactly what this Hatchet defense needed, Gary.
That was big. And like I said before, that you could tell the running back, he's winded. Look, I don't know, is he in the game now? It looks like they might have took him out.
He's still in
there. Yeah, he's still in there, but, yeah, he's got his hands on his hips.
Well, that's a good sign
first
for
game,
us,
right? So he's next to the quarterback. I'm looking for a pass here the way he's lined up.
Third and 15, Phillips Oh, we got a penalty. False start on the offense,
nice.
So going to move him back. So
it's
kind of, you know, we're seeing a little bit of those jitters on both sides now, Gary. We had the turnover after we had moved the ball down the field. We just watched Boonville move the ball down the field as they got close to the red zone. They've kind of stumbled. So now you put Boonville in a third and long. It'll be third and 20 here with 8:21 to go in the first. Still no score. Obviously, you got to look pass, and we haven't seen a pass yet that, you know, in this contest. So we'll see what Phillips does here on third and 20. Phillips takes a snap, back to pass, looking, pumps it, brings it back in. He's going to run it. He cuts to the outside. He's got one person to beat. Penley misses the tackle. Phillips still on his feet all the way down to the about the four-yard line. Jaden Penley had a chance to stop him shy of the first down marker, couldn't do it. Phillips with a nice run, and first and goal for the Pioneers.
Yeah, so Phillips did a good pump fake there, tucked it under, and just took off with it. He saw the defense was backing off for pass, and he saw the running lane, took it, and crossed the field, and we got to make that tackle.
Phillips under center this time. First and goal for the Pioneers. Hand off to Connor. Connor is stuffed.
Oh, boy, he drove in, didn't he? Sure did.
Made his way forward. Touchdown, Pioneers. 7:53 to go. In the first quarter, Boonville's on the board first, 6-0, pending the extra point attempt.
So Connor's 6 foot 195. I tell you what, he runs bigger than that. The way he's running the ball, he gets those legs churning and lowers the pad level.
I was just informed that they do not have a kicker, so they're going to be going for two here.
Okay.
As Phillips under center looks to convert here, takes a snap, hands it off to Connor, no surprise.
No,
and Connor walks into the end zone.
Right up the middle, too, right up the gut. I mean, they have one back in the backfield, two slots. You know, we've got to stuff that. We've got to know the stuff up the middle.
7:53 to go here in the first on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville 8, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the Prescription Shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
7:53 left to go here in the first. John Gear and Gary Eisen back here at Hatchet Hollow. Boonville just scored on top 8-0. Be ready for the Boyd Grade and Washington kickoff as we got another squib kick. This time it looks like it's going to be fielded by Dalton Irvin at the 20. Dalton looking for blockers. Cuts to the outside. Nice run by Irvin. He's going to get the ball out to the Hatchet 34-yard line, and that's where we will see Washington's second offensive possession. And Gary, you know, they moved the ball well, an unfortunate turnover. But overall, if you're Coach Durner, you got to be happy with that first series.
Sure. No, we did fine. We were at the line. We looked like we all knew what the play was. So the offense looked good. Jitters doesn't look like it's going to be a case here. It's just, like I said before, take what they give you. Don't try to do too much.
Hatchet's up to the line.
So we got a spread here.
Still moving right to left on the radio dial as we may have an equipment malfunction here as the official is talking. Number 78 for Boonville is going to have to take a playoff here at least. That is Ryan Weeks.
So for the listeners at home, we're in the spread with spread pistol, one running back next to him. That's what we're running pretty much every time here. So we have that pass look at every time. Like I said, it's that RPO. So here we go.
Penley in the shotgun. Irvin in the backfield. Penley back to pass. Looking for Reed across the middle. Throws it behind Trey. Pass incomplete. One noticeable thing out there right now is that there's Kevin Laguerre. I was going to say Dalton Irvin was in at running back as Kevin Laguerre comes back on the field. So it's good to see Kevin come back into the ball game. And, you know, that's, you know, Jaden, like you said, he's a senior, but he's going to have jitters first time playing quarterback since he was a freshman. As the year progresses, we'll hit that slant route.
Yeah, I think he held it a little too long. That slant's not supposed to hit it 12 yards down the field, 15 yards down the field. He got let him get into the safety too much. We'll get that down.
7:44 to go in the first. Penley in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it. He is hit in the backfield. Is going to lose a couple yards. Going to bring up third and about 13 for the Hatchets. So, as well as the last drive started for Washington, this one Kind of going the wrong way here, so we'll see what Coach Durnell dials up on 3rd and 12 as the clock is ticking, 7:26 and counting to go here in the first on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville on top, 8-0 here early on.
So, John, I just saw something, too, on that play. It did not look good. I was watching Kevin on that. You know, he came up to make a block, and he is limping around on his knee or ankle. You'll see it after every play, and he wasn't out there for the kickoff return either. So this is not good for us.
Definitely something to keep an eye on as Penley looking. Throws it deep down the field to Reed.
Oh.
Gotta call the flat. I don't know. It looked like there was a little tugging going on as the side judge there with the no call. But, you know, I think as time goes on, I think as this game progresses, I think we're going to see a little more airing out the football here, especially if Laguerre continues to hobble. Looks like it's an ankle maybe, Gary, as he's talking to Coach Durnell over there on the sideline.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And you saw there, too, on the pass block, he turned his shoulder because he has no power.
He doesn't have any footing.
No, he can't.
Lance Roach in as the punter. We got a flag on the play, which is a good thing because if you notice, Gary, when he caught the ball, his knee was down.
Yes.
So if there wouldn't have been a flag, Boonville would have got the ball on the Hatchet 20-yard line. So they're lucky that they had this offside penalty or this false start penalty because otherwise Boonville would have taken over at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I did see that.
Cut a break there.
Hopefully Coach is talking to him about that now so he doesn't catch the ball with his knee down.
Now Lance is a soccer player who came over to take on the kicking duties this year. So obviously those are some things that we caught a break there. So hopefully we can get a better snap and that won't be an issue next time.
Who do they have as a returner back here? I can't see. Can you tell, John?
I don't think it's Connor, but he has his
– number 5 supposed to be their fast kid, too.
Roach. Nice punt by Roach. It's number 5.
Number 5, yep. He's got
fields
wheels.
It at the 40. Into Hatchet territory at the Hatchet 40. Nice tackle by Jacob Mason. Got a flag on the play coming in late. Going to say that may be on the Pioneers, but maybe I'm just hopeful. We'll see what happens here as the officials will converse.
So that's their other running back, too, that is going to get the ball with Luke. He hasn't touched it yet. That's Devin Maccabee, if I'm not saying his name correctly. But he's supposed to have wheels. He's supposed to be pretty fast, and he looked pretty quick on that return.
And we do have the penalty is on Boonville, so that'll back up the Pioneers. So good news for the Hatchets is we caught a couple breaks there in the last couple plays. So that's going to march the Pioneers back into their own territory. No, not quite. Again, math is not my strong suit, folks. So if you've listened over the past few years, you'll realize that. But be that as it may, Boonville will take over from just inside Hatchet territory at the Washington 48. 6:44 to go here in the first. Boonville on top, 8-0. As Boonville set for their second offensive possession here of the evening. Phillips going to be in the shotgun. Trips to the far side. One receiver. Caleb White to the near side. Hand off to Connor. Connor dancing around a little bit. Finds a hole. Nice strong run by Connor. He's going to gain about 7 yards on the play.
Yeah, he's patient. I tell you what, they give it to him there in the middle, and it almost looks like a draw. It's not quite a draw, but he's got a hesitation where he can pick any hole he wants to go through. So it's, you know, I don't know. This guy, he looks like he's having fun out there right now because he's picking and choosing holes, and there's some pretty big holes right now.
2nd and 3 coming up for the Pioneers. Spread formation, 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. Phillips in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Connor. Is going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage. He does fall forward.
Nice.
Gains about 2 yards, so it's going to bring up a 3rd and a very short 1. Reese Durnell in on the tackle for the Hatchets, along with Anthony Gonterman. 3rd and 1 for the Pioneers. Under 6 minutes to go here in the first. Boonville with an 8-0 advantage. See if we can get a stop here, Gary, as Phillips is going to be under center.
Yeah, we need this. This is our goal line stance again. See if they go right up the gut.
And they do.
Quarterback keep up the middle. My goodness. He got, what did he get, 6?
He got about 5 yards on the play, which is going to move the chains. 1st and 10 for the Pioneers at the Washington 35-yard line. 5:31 on the clock as it gets rolling again. They get the chain set. Boonville right back at it. Going to go back to that spread formation again. Phillips in the shotgun. Connor flanked to his right. Got a man in motion. Going to hand off on an end-around sweep. He's got room, and he's got blockers. 30, 25, 20.
And he's gone.
He's going to be knocked. Oh, they're going to give him the touchdown. I thought Dalton Irvin, he knocked him out, but just was too late. As Boonville puts more points on the board with 5:10 left to go here in the first quarter. 14-0.
That was Caleb White.
Caleb White on the end around. Nice run by that young man. Gets in the end zone. Give Boonville a 14-0 advantage here as they will attempt the two-point conversion.
You know, so I'm going to touch on something here after we're done here because it looks like they're getting right back into their goal line offense. Here we go.
Phillips hands off to Connor. Connor dances his way around.
We got a flag,
but I don't think he got in. So we'll see what all this is about.
So since they're going to figure this out, I'm going to touch on this. So I noticed we're in a 4-4. You know, obviously we're running a tempo offense. They're running a tempo offense. Now the thing is we've got a lot of guys that go both ways. So I watch Penley on that play. He's a middle backer. Okay, it's hard for him to flow with that play, misdirection. Sure enough, he's tried to get to the edge, but he got blocked.
Yeah.
So, you know, fatigue, that's also a bad thing, too, with our tempo. Sometimes we might have to slow it down at times to let them catch their breath.
Absolutely. Definitely something, you know, both, you know, first game, it's a little hot. Everybody's, you know, things aren't, you know, nobody's in mid-season form here yet. Nobody's coming out of the gates looking, you know, like they're in mid-season form here. So, 14-0 is your score on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard. 5:10 left to go here in the first quarter as we get ready for yet another Boyd Green and Washington kickoff.
Looks like Hardman's back deep, so Kevin is no longer back there. So we'll see if he gets back into the game or not. He's down here on the bench.
Brandon Schnook kicks it away as Hardman fields it at the 16. Hardman gets a block, cuts it back up the middle. Is going to be hit by a couple Pioneers, and it's going to be dropped short of the 25-yard line, and that's where Washington, on their third offensive possession, will take over. So this is the deepest that Washington has started all game.
Yeah, so, you know why. The kicker decided to kick it a little deeper without Kevin back there is what they did. So
not a bad decision if you're Boonville.
No.
But, you know, Hardeman, Irvin, either one could break one at
any
time. So,
absolutely. I think they're just respecting Kevin's speed on that first kickoff.
So, Laguerre is back in the game. 5:03 to go here in the first. Penley. Irvin in motion. Going to give it to Laguerre. Laguerre looking to get outside. He noticeably hobbling.
Yes.
As he's trying to get to the corner. Brought down for a loss of about 4 on the play. And you can just tell he doesn't have the speed and he's just limping. So, I don't know how that's going to play out the rest of the game, but
yeah, I'm not sure. But did you notice the timing was off on that? The motion, it looked like the handoff, or he snapped it when the running back was right in front of him, and then Kevin got it.
Looked like they didn't let Irvin get far enough to clear.
No, he needs to cross his face and be the lead blocker on that, I believe. So
4:32 and counting to go in the first. Penley in the shotgun, spread formation for the Hatchets. Irvin in motion. Penley rolls out to his right, going to run the option, fakes the pitch. Cuts it up the middle, is going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, it looks like. So we're going to have a 3rd and 10 coming up as we're creeping up on 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 14-0 is your score. Boonville on top. We want to thank the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington and your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store for helping bring you this Hatchet football broadcast.
So this is one of the few times we've went to the huddle. I think that's the first time we've broke out of a huddle. I've noticed, too, have you noticed our cadence? It's all with the hands. So when Penley snaps, they're snapping the ball whenever he claps his hands.
Nice job there by Washington to use that. Just right on cue, Gary.
It was.
That snap, the hatchets, you know, in the huddle, that's going to gain them 5 yards. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 5 now. So nice call there by Coach Durnell to go. I guess you still say on two claps. I don't know.
So we clapped once, and see Boonville seen that. They jumped.
So great call there by Coach Durnell to give it a little more manageable third down opportunity here. So 3rd and 5, 3:35 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Penley in the shotgun. Laguerre in the backfield with him. Penley rolls to his left, pulls it down, looking for room, dumps it out. Oh, almost completes the pass just out of the reach of Hardiman, which would have gave the Hatchets a first down.
He wanted that.
Nice job by Penley to get the ball away, and just Hardiman wasn't quite able to bring it in, but nonetheless, it's going to be a fourth down for Washington, and Lance Roach will come on to kick it away for the Hatchets as that stops the clock with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter.
Man, what a heck of a job by Penley, though, to get rid of it, because he had a lot of pressure there. He had to avoid one, cut back in, and as he's getting hit, he still delivered a pass that was close to being catchable.
Definitely, and I know Julius would like to have that one back. Snap over Lance's head. Lance is going to have to get on it. Lance with the football. He's going to run with it, and that's going to give Boonville the ball inside the Hatchet 10-yard line. So a big miscue by the Hatchets as Boonville will have first and 10 to start off.
So keys to success, right? Field management. This is not a good starting point for us. It is for Boonville. Heck, they're inside the 10. They're on the 9-yard line.
So now we can hope that some of the fumbles and some of the dropsies and the bad snaps will come back on Boonville here, because they're going to have a first and goal from the 9. Already on top 14-0, looking to add to that. 3:15 to go here in the first. Hand off to Connor. Penley gets pressure. Nice job by Jaden Penley to tackle Connor for a loss, along with number 44 for the Hatchets, which I have no idea who that is, because they're not listed on a roster. Sure. So we'll try to figure that out. But whoever number 44 is did a nice job. I'm going to say it's Kane Fox. I've been wrong before, so we will see. Second and 10 coming up here for the Pioneers. 2:43 and counting to go here in the first. Phillips in the shotgun. Connor in the backfield. Phillips back to pass. He's going to run it up the middle. Going to ran into his own guy, and Phillips is going to jog into the end zone. 2:28 on the clock in the first quarter. Boonville looking to go up by 3 scores here, as they are just having their way on the offensive end, and the Hatchets don't have an answer thus far. 20-0 in favor of Boonville here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. I want to take a chance to thank Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington Chrysler Center, your 5-star dealer. And A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Boonville up to the line here to try to convert 2 points here.
They're in their regular formation. They're away from the goal line formation that they're normally in. They're in the pistol.
Phillips takes the snap, gets ready to take the snap. Excuse me, man in motion. Phillips looking to throw it. He's got pressure. Phillips dumps it over the middle. To number 11, Brandon Schnook, for the 2-point conversion. So with 2:28 to go in the first on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Boonville 22, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked, and let Taylor's 2 Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, John Gere and Gary Iza, as we get ready for Boonville to kick it off once again, as they are on top 22-0.
Now we have Irvin back deep, so it looks like we're switching it up quite a bit at times here.
And I hear that there's some inclement weather making its way, so hopefully that just stays away as we let this kickoff go out of bounds. So that'll help Washington here as they get started. 2:28 to go here in the first quarter. I guess Washington could choose to have him re-kick it. So we'll see what Coach Dernal decides, I believe. So,
well, I'd say at this point, let's take the best starting position we can and go with it.
Yeah, because after the first series, our starting offensive position, field position, has not been the greatest for us.
No.
So
take it at the 35.
And I believe I may be wrong, but I think if you kick it out of bounds in high school, it's automatically on the 35, I believe.
I believe so. I think that is correct.
So Washington, back in the huddle. So, yeah, hopefully this weather that's building will stay away because I know Boonville certainly does not want to make a trip back tomorrow if we do have bad weather. I think everybody just would like to get this thing in tonight as Penley gets them set in the shotgun, spread formation.
Kevin's out there again.
Laguerre in the ball game in the backfield. Hardeman in motion. Penley going to run the option with Hardeman, pitches it to Julius. Julius tries to get around the corner. Is going to fall forward for a couple, so make something out of nothing there as Julius gains about two on the play. Going to be second and eight coming up here for the Hatchets. Washington going to go back to the huddle, which, as you alluded to, Gary, I think has a lot to do with fatigue and the amount of players going both ways because you just can't keep that tempo up, especially when Boonville's playing it as well. You can't keep that up
right.
Both ways.
Well, and heck, let's let the clock run a little bit too, right? Possession of the ball and also get our legs underneath us here because, that, like you said, I think we're a little tired.
Penley in the shotgun. Penley looks like he's changing the play. Minute 41 and counting to go in the first. Penley got a flag on the play. We'll see what it is. Delay of game by the Hatchets.
That goes right back to being in the huddle, right? We're breaking the huddle, and he's got to know he doesn't have as much time as he normally does. We've got to get to the line and get the play off.
And he obviously saw something he didn't like, so changed the play, and all of that just took too much time off the clock. So second and 13 coming up here for the Hatchets. Down 22 to nothing here early to the Pioneers. Still in the first quarter with a minute 39 to go. Penley takes a snap. Going to run a pitch. Pitches it out to Laguerre. He's got a little bit of room. We got a flag on the play. Kevin dances his way around. Is going to gain a couple, but I believe that's coming back, Gary.
Yeah, it looked like we had one of those crack blocks coming back from one of the slots, and he hit a guy in the back from what I could see.
And Kevin really hobbling now as he's trying to make his way back to the
huddle. I don't know if that's helping us much. Because I'm noticing, too, he's not able to get out to be a lead blocker, too, on that last option with Julius. If he could have been out there for that blocker, that's who tackled Julius. So. Well, I don't know. I'm not feeling real good right now about Kevin out there hobbling around because, you know, sometimes that hurts you. I know he wants to play. We all want to play.
But they got eight more regular season games to go
exactly,
at this point.
Exactly.
So that'll move Washington back to the they're going to be at the about the 20, 21-yard line. So second and 28, so let's Coach Durnell's going to have to go deep into the playbook to get to the second and 28 category.
This is normally a draw play if back in the day.
Yes.
You know, you're going to show pass, let them back off, and take what they give you, and see what we do here.
Spread formation for the Hatchets. Penley back to pass, looking for Reed across the middle.
No, careful. That's not what we don't want.
Yeah, that one, I don't think Penley saw the underneath Pioneer there. It was Ross Farmer who was just sitting there waiting on that slant, and lucky that one didn't get picked.
It's exactly what we talked about earlier. Look how far down the field that slant is. That's way too far down the field
to be
hitting
about
the slant.
6 yards.
I know that they have the bubble from the slot back here to try to hold players in place, but what they're doing though is dropping back. I mean, a second 28.
Right, so they don't have
to playing center field letting him throw it.
Yep.
Take what they give us, guys.
Third and 28 for the Hatchets. Penley in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Back. Looking deep. He's going to throw a deep ball to Reed. He's got a chance. Nice job by Trey Reed to battle back and try to get the ball. It was a little bit underthrown. And that'll bring up fourth and 28 for the Hatchets. And definitely want to make sure that we get this kick off this time because we don't want to have a repeat of last time as Laguerre is just absolutely struggling to get off the field.
He is. So on that formation there, what we're trying to do is get Reed out here on an island with this DB by himself. But the unfortunate part, the DB is number five. You know, that's their fast kid that's doing the punt return right now. He's stride for stride with Trey down the sideline.
Boonville's having some struggles here, getting all their guys on the field. Roach gets it away. Nice kick by Lance. Going to take a Boonville.
Oh, it hit his foot. It looked like that.
Get on the ball.
Get on
the ball.
Touch
the ball.
Ooh, that looked like that hit Boonville's foot.
Yeah, that was questionable.
Did you see how that ball kicked back?
It was questionable. You know, the referees aren't exactly in mid-season form either in the first game, Gary. You know, so we got to kind of, I guess neither are we. So, everybody's on the learning curve here tonight as we're still in the first quarter. A minute 10 left to go.
I tell you what, though, a lot of the action from the players can dictate what the referee decides in that situation, too.
Absolutely.
Just stood there and looked at it and touched it like we're down in it. I think you dive on the ball like it's a live ball.
Absolutely. Trips to the near side for Boonville as they start on their own 47, or on the Hatchet 47, excuse me. Phillips back to pass. He's got pressure. Steps up, throws it. Pass is complete to Mockabee, and Mockabee is going to have a first down, again, about 13 on the play. So that will move the sticks for the Pioneers, and they will have a first and 10 from the Washington 33.
Yeah, so, man, Phillips is pretty tough because when he gets back to set for his pass, he doesn't sit there in the pocket too long. He runs toward the line like he's going to take off with it, and he throws it in stride. So, you know, at that point, you've got linebackers coming up to try to tackle him, and now they're leaving the guy wide open on that curl.
45 seconds and counting to go in the first. Phillips throws it out in the flats, passes complete to Farmer. Farmer's trying to get a first down, is going to be tackled.
Tackle.
Nice tackle by Julius Hardeman to keep Farmer from getting what would have been a sure first down, Gary, and probably a little bit more.
That was a nice tackle. I tell you, Hardeman's down too. He's down. I don't know what he did. He might have turned an ankle because when he was coming across the body, the kid tried to cut back on him, and Hardeman did a good tackle there, wrapped him up, took him down. But he's still down on the ground, John. That's not good news for us. Early in the season already. We've got two of our main running backs and defensive players hobbled.
So as they tend to Julius Hardeman, we're going to take a quick break. 20 seconds to go here in the first on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville 22, Washington 0. We'll be back right after this.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Mix and match two of your favorites at McDonald's for only $3.50, like a sausage McMuffin with egg and a sweet tea. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Gary Iza. As we've got some good news here, as Julius Hardeman looks like he was just having some cramps, so he's back off the field. But what has happened in the meantime now, as they started the clock, Boonville has elected just to let the time run out. So we are now at the end of the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville on top, 22-0. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back for second quarter action right here on WAMW.
The Ram Truck Summer Clearance Event is heating up even more at the Washington Chrysler Center. Choose a Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with savings up to $13,500, now priced at under $39,000. Deals like never before to make room for the new models coming in. With the pulling power of the Hemi engine, the Ram Truck will tow your camper or boat while you enjoy spacious comfort in the front, plus plenty of room for hauling in the bed. The Summer Clearance Event ends soon. Don't miss this great savings event now during the Summer Clearance Sale at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Geary, Gary Issa, back here at Hatchet Hollow as we are ready for second quarter action. If you're just joining us, Boonville is on top 22-0 here as we get started with the second quarter. It's just Washington started off great and then just have sputtered offensively and haven't had an answer for Boonville's pretty potent offense, Gary.
Yeah, I know. I agree 100%. I think, you know, we touched base on it on defensively. It just seems like, you know, at first we were all fired up, ready to go, and now it's just fatigue already setting in. You can see it in the linebackers. I mean, you can tell they're 5 yards off. Quarterback has all day back there when he's running toward the line. He can either tuck it and run and get 5 yards every time, or he can take a shot downfield.
Farmer in motion. Phillips fumbles the handoff but still gets it off to Connor. Connor fumbles the football. Washington has it. Finally, a little turn of fortunes there as Washington gets the turnover early on here in the second quarter, and that's exactly what we need because we got to stop this momentum that Boonville has built and do something good with the football here, Gary.
Absolutely. So that was Penley that popped that out. Penley stuck him pretty good. You know, he had 8 yards on the play, so, again, that's what I was just talking about. Our linebackers are so deep. I mean, that the running back, we thought he was going to break it. I thought he was going to break it. So, good play by Penley.
Nice job by the Hatchets.
Let's go. Let's take control of the ball here now, guys.
So, it's important that we've got to put points on the board here on this drive. That's all there is to it, whether it's six or three or whatever it is. We got to get points on the board here.
Heck, I'm good with just getting a first down first. You know, let's get a first down and get comfortable here. So, they're back in a 4-3 cover two right now.
Penley, Irvin in the backfield with him. Going to hand off to Dalton. Dalton spins his way forward. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage but was able to fall forward. So Dalton, maybe a yard back to the line of scrimmage here. We're going to call it second and 10 for the Hatchets. 11:40 and counting here to go in the second quarter. This broadcast of Hatchet Football was brought to you in part by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on Channel 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. Hatchet's back to the line. Penley in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Rolls to his right. Throws it backside to Irvin. Irvin catches it.
Whoa.
That was awful close to disaster there as the Boonville defender was all over.
Yeah.
All over Irvin there.
Yeah, and Penley kind of threw a lofting pass, you know, and it was only about 5 yards away from him. So we were lucky there not to have a fumble because it almost looked like it was lateral too. So
yeah, that was – didn't quite go exactly as planned. Bring up a 3rd and 11 here for the Hatchets. 10:45 to go here in the first half. Boonville on top, 22-0. Penley still in the shotgun. Dalton Irvin in the backfield.
So now they only have 3 down linemen, extra defensive back in here, so they've got 6 defensive backs.
Penley back to pass, fires it.
Oh.
Complete to Trey Reed. Nice catch by Trey Reed. Trey's going to have a first down and more. Trey Reed.
Oh, he fumbled it.
But it fumbled it out of bounds. Thank goodness. Nice catch. Great catch by Reed. Way to get yards after the catch for a first down.
Boy, that didn't look good at first, did it, John? It looked like the
kid got a flag on the play.
Looked like their DB jumped that ball, and he actually hit it, and it popped up in the air, and Trey snagged it and took off with it. So,
and that's going to be negated by a holding call.
Look at that.
So,
man, we can't catch a break.
No, Trey Reed with a nice comeback to the ball, catch it.
Absolutely.
Get the first down. All that he did lose the ball, but it went out of bounds. But, you know, it's hard. I got to say, though, it is – I mean, you hate to see a holding penalty when the opposition has 3 down linemen.
Yeah, so that, you know, before they snap the ball, that's what I was saying. You know, hopefully they're not going to be putting too much pressure. We'll have some time to make a pass because they got 6 DBs, and sure enough, we hold. Boy, that's a heartbreaker.
Well, we're going to do it all over again, Gary. And this time, we're going to be on about the 2-yard line. So, we're going to say 3rd and forever here on their own 2-yard line. Penley staring down the back of the end zone. Not a good place to be if you're a quarterback. Clock running. 10 minutes to go.
3 guys putting pressure.
Penley,
that's it.
Rolling. Got to get rid of it. Penley throws it across his body. Pass is caught by Trey Reed for a first down.
Oh, my goodness.
How in the world? That was a great catch by Trey Reed. gets enough, just barely gets enough for the first down, but it'll move the chains for Washington, and that's exactly what they needed there as Trey Reed came back to the ball and made a great play.
Absolutely. So, again, though, I just can't believe Penley can't find time back there. There's only three defensive linemen coming in. You know, two linebackers are sitting back in coverage, too. We threw that up in the middle. Boy, I tell you what, Trey just went up and got it. That was one of those you tell the quarterback not to ever do. He rolled right, stopped, and threw it right to the middle.
That is a definite no-no, but Penley got away with it there. First and 10 for the Hatchets, under 10 to go. Hand off to – no, Penley's going to keep it, fake the handoff to Laguerre, and Penley's going to gain half a yard on the play.
Well, you know, with that going back to that last play, it goes back to Penley. He's got the arm strength. You know,
sure.
we see that.
But that can also be a curse, too, because then you think you can get away with it.
Oh, absolutely. No, I get that. But you know what? At this point in the game, too, I think he's thinking in his mind, too, we're going to take a chance, and I've got Trey.
You got to throw
a caution
to
the wind. He's going to catch it. They like getting the ball to Trey, obviously. They've had a lot of attempts.
Yeah. He's been targeted more times than not here this evening as Washington comes out. Four receivers to the near side. Irvin
all alone.
All alone. He's in motion. Going to hand it off to Irvin. He gets around the corner. Picks up a block. He's to the 30, 34-yard line. It's going to be a first down for the Hatchets.
Student body right. Isn't that what we called that back in grade school?
Everybody in the stadium knew where the ball was going, but Boonville couldn't stop it as Washington had the blockers out front, and that'll move the chains for the Hatchets. Nice run there by Irvin.
That was a great job of getting the first down. So, like I said, John, we get that first down, that first one, and now look at us. We just got another one.
We got to continue to do those things to build confidence because these guys – you know, as Coach Drin alluded in the interview, they tend to get down on themselves too quickly, and I think that's what happened. And now they got to come out of it here as Penley back in the shotgun. Hardeman in motion. Laguerre looking to get it.
Come on.
Kevin tries to get to the outside. He just can't. He just doesn't have it. We got a face mask.
He just does not have that extra gear right now.
No.
Doesn't look like he can plant that foot and get north south.
Cut.
Look at him. Yeah, it's.
So we got a face mask or a horse collar. So that's going to help out. So right now, Washington building a little momentum, down 22-0, 8:42 to go here in the first half, trying to get this thing moving so the rain come get us.
John, here's the other thing, too. You know, first game, they're going to get a lot out of films when they go back and watch this, especially tomorrow morning when they're watching this. But Kevin's got to see at that point there. He's got to put his foot in the ground and get north-south. Every time he's trying to stretch it outside the numbers, it's not going to happen every time. Yeah, you're going to get a home run every now and then. But, man, he's got to get the yards.
Right.
He's had a lot of negative yard runs, and I think it's because he keeps bouncing. I mean, he's a great runner. I'm not saying bad things about him by any means, but I think he's going to see on film, this is what I need to start doing.
First and 10 for the Hatchets inside Pioneer territory for the first time in a long time. Penley, he's going to keep it. Nice job by Penley. Breaks a couple tackles.
Go,
Penley's
Penley.
Got a first down. Breaks it outside. He's on the run. 30, 25.
Stiff
Jaden
arm.
Penley still on his feet. Ooh. Spin move. Nice run by Jaden Penley to get the ball down close to the red zone. And I tell you what, Gary, this drive has looked a little bit like the first one. We just got to hang on to the ball and get it into the end zone.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, Penley's saying, guys, get on my back. We're going to march this thing down the field. I mean, my gosh, we're back at the 2-yard line.
I know.
You know it? Penley made that
Absolutely.
Pass. And now on this run here, I mean, he took off. He had a good stiff arm, good spin move. He ran a kid over. I mean, this is
That's
turning
what you
out
want to
good.
See from your senior leader.
This is turning out to hopefully in our favor here. Let's get some points.
8 minutes to go in the first half. Washington first and 10 from the Pioneer 24-yard line. Hardeman in motion. Hand off to Irvin. Irvin nowhere to go. He is just absolutely mauled behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose about 6 yards on the play.
You know, I'm noticing all the running backs look the same when they're getting the ball. It must be part of the play design where it's a zone run.
They're waiting for the – I mean, they're hesitating.
They are. So they're getting the ball flat-footed, and they're kind of reading to see where to go across the line instead of, you know, like Boonville. They're calling the hole. The kid's getting the ball and hitting the hole hard.
Right.
Right now it looks like we're doing a lot of dancing around. When the hole's not there, we're just – you know, we're getting swallowed up in the backfield.
7:24 and counting. And Coach Durnell's going to take a timeout. We're going to take one with him. 7:23 to go in the first half. Boonville on top, 22-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear, Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow. Washington looking at a 2nd and 14 here. 7:23 to go in the first half. Washington done a great job. Had the ball on the 2-yard line. Have marched all the way down to the Boonville 27-yard line now. Looking at a 2nd and 14 here. Trying to get on the scoreboard here and cut into this 22-0 lead that Boonville has. Washington trips to the far side. Trey Reed, one-on-one backside. No deep safety. You're going to go to Trey Reed.
There
as
he goes.
Finley throws it up.
It.
He's
oh,
got
he's
Reed
got
wide open. Touchdown, Hatchets.
Man.
What a pass. What a catch. You could see it happening. Trey Reed was isolated one-on-one on the backside. Finley puts it right on him. Trey Reed with the catch, and the Hatchets are on the scoreboard.
That was nice. So they're in a 4-4 cover three, and that safety's having to cheat over to the other side because it's stacked over there. So Trey's all by himself. Number five has been on Trey this whole time, but that was number 26, and you could tell Trey took off the line and just left him.
Trey had so much separation. He had 5 yards in between him
and
the defender.
The kid lost him. He faded big time to the sideline, and I tell you, Penley threw a nice ball.
There was a perfect ball as Lance Roach will attempt his first extra point attempt of his career. Let's hope he starts off on the right foot. No pun intended, or maybe pun intended.
Come on.
Roach with the kick. It is up and good.
There we
Lance Roach drills it home. Washington on the scoreboard. 7:17 left to go here in the first half. Washington 7, Boonville 22 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. And I tell you what, Gary, that is exactly the Hatchets. I mean, that was a huge drive and a huge, if nothing else, a huge confidence builder.
Absolutely.
Coming all the way down from the 2-yard line to be able to put it in the end zone. And just to give this young ball club the knowledge and the confidence that they can hang with these guys and that they can make this a ball game, because we're a long way from being over here.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly what we needed, right? Because now our defense is going to come out pumped up now. I guarantee you we're going to come out. We're going to try to shut them down here and get the ball back, and we've got plenty of time. There's still a lot of ball game left.
Yeah, we're not like even halfway
said,
through.
Penley put the team on his back on that drive, and that's what you want your senior quarterback to do, be the senior leader out there, because you've got a young offense. I tell you what, though. You better believe Boonville is going to be making some adjustments either right now or at least at halftime, at the least, to put somebody on Trey, because Trey is about the only guy that it looks like Penley is targeted.
But, you know, if they change up their defense and they cheat a guy, you know, you still got Hardiman, Irvin.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of other people that if we can get open, we can really spread the field out
and
get some points on the board
well,
quickly.
Keys to success, right? What do we say? Take what they give you.
Yep.
If they're going to give us that fade to Trey, we're going to take it.
By golly, we'll take it all day long.
Yeah, we will.
Lance Roach on for his first. Boyd Green and Washington kick off here. As Lance gets ready. Kick, nice kick, heading towards the sideline. Boonville kind of struggling there. Probably should have just let that one go out of bounds, but, you know, we'll take it as Boonville, with their worst starting position in about a quarter and a half, is going to start on the Hatchet 27-yard line, have 1st and 10.
All right, let's see what our defense does now. Like I said, we should be fully gassed up, ready to go now.
Definitely need a stop here. If we could get a stop or a turnover here and get another score before halftime, the whole complexion of this ball game changes right there. Phillips, going to stay in the shotgun.
We need our D-line to start putting some pressure, too. We need that because quarterback's had some time back there.
Phillips,
4-4.
Back in the shotgun.
4-4 cover three.
Look to pass, throws it out in the flats.
Quick screen.
throws a ground ball out there, not complete.
Nice. That was low. That was a bad pass by the quarterback. We'll take that because he was open.
He was there, and, you know, nice job by Washington there because they were on that. So I don't know, you know, Connor is still in the game. But, you know, he's tired because he's carried the ball quite a bit here.
And he's playing defense.
And you wonder Phillips, who I would tell you would be one of the favorites for all-conference quarterback here preseason, you know, hasn't really thrown the ball much.
No, he's been running it quite a bit.
As he's looking to pass, he's got pressure. Penley almost brings him down. Holtzclaw in pursuit, throws it across his back. Nice job by the Hatchets. Coach Dernal is fuming over there. As I don't know if he's intentional grounding, because I don't know if there's anybody over there.
I tell you what, though, that man Penley made a good effort play on diving for him there, and the quarterback just stumbled to keep his feet, turn around, and threw that ball all the way across the field to his sideline. And like you're saying, I don't know if there's a receiver over there.
I didn't see one. Maybe there was. I don't know. They're gonna talk about this because Coach Dernal is livid over here on the sideline as the clock has stopped with 7:04 to go. And so whatever the answer the official gave Coach is at least he's going to act like he's agreeable. He may not like it, but third and 10 coming up here for Boonville. And Washington, like I said, Gary, if we can get a stop here,
yep,
especially a three and out, would be amazing.
We need this. So they're doing to us what we did to them. They've got Trips over here to one side. They've got the receiver on their sideline on an island by himself. So
Phillips looks to pass. Oh, almost picked off twice.
Two of them.
Right through Dalton Irvin's hands. I thought if he would have caught that, he was going to be in the end zone. Yeah. But nonetheless, Gary, a great job by Washington to force the three and out and make Boonville punt, and that's exactly what this defense needed right
there. That was awesome. And I tell you what, we about had the first interception, and then Carrico had
almost
a good shot
at it, yeah.
Right? They tried the quick slant is what they tried. It was a delayed quick slant. We set on it. Man, it was a good read. All right, here we go, guys.
I think Irvin was surprised that he threw the football because I don't think he was expecting him to throw because he threw it, right by him.
Absolutely.
Nice job by Dalton to deflect it, though, as Phillips will punt it away. Hardiman back deep for the Hatchets.
Let's go now.
Not pressure.
Oh, man.
Nice job there by the Hatchets. Nice punt.
Catch it. Catch
Hardiman
it. Oh,
catches
buddy.
It. Breaks the tackle. Nice job by Julius.
Wow.
That was dangerous.
That
should
have been
a fair
catch. I think Jake was over here on the sideline yelling to him to fair catch. Hardiman, though, he caught it just fine, turned his body as he's getting hit and spun out of the tackle.
And that defense has set up our offense. Great field
Look
position.
Look at this field position.
As we're at our own 46-yard line, first and 10, 6:51 to go in the first half. 22-7, Boonville on top, but Washington right now with all the momentum, Gary.
Absolutely. So let's do what we did last drive, right? So we just talked about this. Penley, come on, be the leader. Let's go, buddy. We've got to do the same thing. Let's chunk it down the field, get first down after first down, and we can take a shot. Don't need the home run first right off the bat. It's the same thing with Kevin. Kevin, dip it up. Get your yards.
Spread formation for the Hatchets. Penley in the shotgun. Laguerre in the backfield. Hand off to Laguerre.
Oh, he fumbled it, Kevin.
Right into the hands of a Boonville defender. And the absolute worst thing that could have happened to the Hatchets just happened right there.
So Kevin staring at Penley. Penley's walking away from him. You know, I think this is that RPO. He's reading. Kevin didn't think he was getting the ball, and the ball was let go, and it just dropped to the ground. And so, Jake's down here talking to Kevin now about it.
So now the problem is you're putting more pressure on your defense, who just came up with a great stop and needed a little bit of rest.
Dang it,
and now they're right back out there.
Man, the keys to success, too. We talked about this. Turnovers.
Let's see if the defense can
Come
step
on,
up
guys.
Here and
let's get another one.
Pick up one for the offense. As Phillips back in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his right. He completes the pass. Nice open field tackle. Going to have a first down probably, but nice tackle there by Damian Garcia. So, you know, open field tackles are one of the hardest things to do on defense,
yep.
And Garcia did a good job. I mean, even though it's going to be a first down, it kept it from being possibly a touchdown.
Yep. So I think we've seen something here defensively because Penley blitzed in again and was pretty close to the quarterback again on getting another shot. So we'll see if we continue to do that here where we're blitzing.
First and 10 for Boonville. 6:39 to go.
No blitz.
Pass out to Farmer in the flats near side. He's got a block. Knocked out of bounds by Jacob Carrico. going to be enough for another Boonville first down.
That was just a quick pitch and catch as running back flare. Quarterback looked down the middle and turned and hit the flare.
As you see Boonville starting to air it out a little bit now.
I think they're noticing on our 4-4 we've got our outside backers are, you know, they're having to stay back for the curl flat. And our middle backers, there's no way they're going to keep up with that running back on the flare.
Phillips in the shotgun, first and 10, throws it out again.
Another one.
Farmer again, out to the far side.
Exact same play.
And he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Same play, just the other side.
So that time he was lined up as a slot, and he didn't really do much of anything but do a little two-yard bubble, and they just hit him.
Ross Farmer did the rest. Makes it 28-7 in favor of the Pioneers. 6:26 to go here in the first half.
Boy, they've seen tendencies or something with ours. What happened there is the corner went with the quick slant, and the quick slant is actually doing a crack block over that slot's.
And it's just wide open.
And that's what happened. So when the cornerback flows with the receiver, now he's blocking the inside guy covering the slot, and the corner's going with him. That's not a good recipe for anything.
Phillips, under center for the two-point conversion. He's going to hand it off to Connor.
Right up the
gut. Who's going to make his way into the end zone.
Right up the gut.
6:26 to go here in the first half. Boonville on top, 30-7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Back at Hatchet Hollow, John Gere and Gary Iza. And while we were away at the break, we did figure out who the masked man number 44 was. It is indeed Kane Fox. So if you're at home, Kane Fox is number 44. Listed as a different number on our roster, but obviously that is subject to change. So,
boy, I'm going back to that touchdown in my head, the one that we had, you know, and then we come back out with the ball in good field position and we go to do that run play where we fumble. So, you know, the thing I'm wanting to go back to is the passing and letting Penley do his thing. You know, it worked before, put trips, see if they adjust with Trey. If they're not adjusting, let's keep taking what they're giving us because they're going to adjust a half.
Irvin takes the kickoff, 30, 35, about to 39-yard line for Dalton Irvin. That's where Washington will get started here. 6:21 remaining in the first half. Washington down 30-7.
Do we have any updates on scores, John? Do you have any?
You know what? I've been so engrossed.
So I just had somebody show me one, and I know this is an interesting one. Linton and Southridge were playing tonight, and you know, obviously that's a big matchup. Southridge is winning at halftime, 28-0 over Linton.
Andy Morrison back at the studio has just drowned out your mic after talking about his beloved Linton Miners. Hatchets up to the line, spread formation. Penley in the shotgun. Laguerre back there with him. Penley hands it off to Laguerre.
Fake reverse.
Fake reverse.
Yeah, nothing.
And couldn't get the block on the end, and Laguerre is letting the tackle have it there. As Brock Thurman looks like he missed a block there, and but you know what? You can't point fingers and all that because all that stuff happens. But
that's not good for any team right now. We don't need that. That's, you know what? Go back to the huddle. Let coaches coach, players play. We talk about that all the time out there on the field. So,
and it is, and I know these kids are frustrated because they're better than a 30-7 score right now, and I know they're frustrated, but you know they got to come together and make this thing happen. As Washington's going to take their second time out of the half. 5:37 to go here in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville on top, 30-7. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Kids in your neighborhood are returning to school and waiting for buses each morning and getting off the bus each afternoon. It also means there will be more traffic around town during these times. Please keep this in mind as you travel. Watch for the kids and the buses. Accidents happen every day when we least expect them. Please be careful. These children are the future of our community.
Freddie Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Gary Iza. Second quarter action, 5:37 to go here in the second quarter. Washington with the football.
Look at our formation. So we're going back to what I just talked about.
We got trips far side, Trey isolated backside.
Yeah,
and look at the safe. They brought Connor
changed
over.
It. Yep. So now they've got.
So playing a cover two
safeties. Yep. And it's not even a cover. It's a cover four. Look at it because the corners are back deep.
Pinley back to pass.
They're double teaming Trey.
Steps up in the pocket.
And there's still no other receiver open.
Pinley.
Dang.
Cuts back inside. Pinley getting back past the original line of scrimmage. He fought for everything he got there. He turned something that wasn't too great into a positive play. Kevin going to hobble off the field.
What? He's been doing – I mean, that stinks because he's been hobbling all game. I mean, he's really hobbling now.
So, as you mentioned, Gary, Boonville definitely made an adjustment there.
Yeah, they
in that
did.
Formation.
They sure did. So
so now somebody else has got to get open, and Pinley has got to target something. I mean, he's obviously looking for Trey.
Same thing. We got trips over here to the wide side of the field again. Trey's up top. Now, look, they're not double teaming now.
Now they're going to blitz. Pick up the blitz. Throw out to the flat.
Oh.
Kind of threw it in between two guys, between Hardeman and Memring. And that's going to bring up a fourth down, fourth and nine coming up here for the Hatchets.
He got flushed out of the pocket quick. So on that play, the reason why he wasn't double teamed over there is they brought the house.
And knew that they were going to flush Pinley to this side.
Yep.
And to kind of essentially take Trey out of the play.
That's exactly what they did. So, you know, Connor, the running back, is the one that they used over there on that side. He blitzed from that weak side.
And if we notice, our line or our tackle picked him up. But then one of their down linemen was the one getting pressure on
Absolutely,
Pinley.
Yep. So they've got four down linemen right now running a true four. Well, shoot, they're punting now.
Yep.
I guess I didn't realize it's fourth down.
We got a penalty here. Probably going to be on Washington. False start.
So these guys are setting up for a punt return for sure, if you notice. Because, look, they've only got four down linemen. They're not trying to put pressure on our punter.
No, they're going to try to break off a return.
They want this kid here with the speed to get the ball in his hands, which is – what was his name again? What did I say his name was?
Mockabee.
Mockabee.
Number five, Devin Mockabee. Apparently everybody's come here to the in the press box for concession stand money here as we get ready for the punt by Lance Roach. Lance, nice kick is going to kind of hang a little bit.
Nice.
Going to take a Boonville bounce as Jacob Mason downs it. So Boonville will take over at their own 45-yard line. Trying to look for some scores here, some updates on some area scores. I know we got a lot of interesting matchups here in week one. I will get you some of those shortly here as we're 4:35 to go until halftime. Boonville on top, 30-7. The little bit of momentum Washington had has been stalled a little bit.
Yeah.
Going to need another stop or turnover or something here to kind of swing things because Boonville will start the second half with the football.
I see Boonville here to give the ball to Connor right his back here for a few first downs is my guess. I wouldn't think.
Just grind some clock, but they're going to air it out.
Oh, they are.
Phillips.
Oh, shovel pass.
Shovel pass, about a 10-yard shovel pass. And we're going to have a face mask tacked on the end of this.
Wow, and he kept going, too. As, he broke tackles.
Yeah, Carrico grabbed a face mask on Rylan Hicks.
And how about that? So the quarterback he flushes himself out of the pocket because he's not getting pressure. But he runs toward the line like he's going to run it. And then he literally did a shovel pass 10 yards up the field.
It was a 10-yard shovel pass. I mean, that was
to a crossing receiver. I mean, it was nice timing. It was on the money, too, full stride.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
No, you don't.
So here's an interesting score for you here. Heritage Hills Mount Vernon. Heritage Hills is only up 17-7. Heritage Hills just gave up a 74-yard touchdown run. So be interesting to see how that ends up, because I would not expect that game to be anywhere near that close.
So they've got trips. Same formation we're running. Boy, it's...
Phillips hands it off to Connor.
There goes Far Connor. Side. Oh, he got the edge.
He's got the edge. He's got a first down, and he's knocked out of bounds inside the five.
I tell you what, their receivers are doing an amazing job of blocking, because I just saw Irvin on that play. He got, and I hate to call his name out, but he did. He got pinned inside. He's the outside contain out there, because we're running a 4-4. It's outside backer. He's got outside contain, and, man, he got pinned inside and gave him the edge.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when Connor gets the edge like that, he's tough to stop.
He is. And I tell you, these receivers, though, they're tough. I'm watching these receivers come off the ball. They're hard-nosed. They're hitting.
They're no joke. 4:11 to go here in the first half. First and five. Connor.
How about that stutter?
Stutter steps into the end zone. I tell you what, that was a big-time read right there.
Boy, so that was an old Barry Sanders move. So all the listeners out there, so you know how he did his jump to 2 feet and then makes a cut off of that. Boy, he jumped to the right and cut back left right up the middle, right up the gut, and then he untouched. High knee into the end zone.
I thought you were the one that made that famous at Avon.
Heck no. I stayed out of the middle, buddy. I just used my speed and got to the edge.
I was trying to give you a little credit there. But
that's why I know how to coach up Kevin, because all the things I'm telling Kevin are all the things that were told to me when I was a sophomore. I was doing the exact same thing he does.
Phillips, back to pass. Over the middle, throws behind him, incomplete. 4:05 to go here in the first half. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Boonville 36, Washington 7. We're going to keep it right here because I got a few score updates for the folks listening here. Where did they go? Halftime, Vincennes Lincoln 44-0 over Owen Valley. I don't think that's a huge – maybe it is a surprise. I don't know. Again, the Heritage Hills score was a little surprising, 17-7 over Mount Vernon. Southridge mauling the Miners 35-0. Our poor Andy Morrison back at the station is beside himself. We got a few more here to look
for.
No,
I will give it to Linton, though. They have a tough schedule this year. Heck, they put Ritter on their schedule, too. So they tried to get outside their conference to prepare for tournament time. I talked to one of their guys that's down there in Linton, and they said that they knew that they'd have some lumps that they're going to take at the starting of the season, but it's to build to what they want to get to.
Yeah.
Which is tournament action.
You got to give them credit, though, because they are playing one heck of a tough schedule. Sullivan is victorious over North Knox 26-8 as Jacob Mason fields the kick.
Oh, don't take
it. He's trying to make his way to the outside. Cuts back. He's got all kinds of room if he can do something with it. Cuts it back up to middle. Probably ran 62 yards to gain 5, but nonetheless, good job by the junior to get positive yards.
Yeah.
But we do have a flag, unfortunately, and you can know where that's at, who that's going against.
Yeah, that's normally not a good thing.
That's
going to
be holding on us.
Clip or holding, typically.
So that's going to negate the gain by Jacob Mason.
So now, you know, here we are at this point in the game where we're at 3:55 left in the first half, second quarter, 36-7. So, you know, as a coach, former coach, I'm looking at my guys right now, and I'm just wanting to get something positive here, go into the locker room with something positive to ride off of.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what?
That was on them.
That was a face mask on Boonville.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Seldom right and wrong again, I am.
Again, let's get first downs, okay? The home run balls, it's great to hit one, but if it's not there, let's not force it. No more turnovers.
3:55 to go here in the first half. Washington, great field position here.
We don't even have enough guys on the field.
And we're going to have to
– we don't have a slot out there.
We're going to have to burn our last timeout of the first half as Hardeman is on the bench trying to get out there. So that's going to be Coach Durnell's third and final timeout of the half. So with 3:55 to go in the first half, we're going to take a break. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Boonville 36, Washington 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
The Ford 2018 Model Year Sales Event is going on right now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. New 19s are arriving daily, so the 18s have to go. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 in cash on a 2018 Ford Explorer, Escape, and an Edge. Plus, no payments for 90 days. The deals are hot, hot, hot at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
See dealer for details.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Mix and match two of your favorites at McDonald's for only $3.50, like a sausage McMuffin with egg and a sweet tea. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, John Gere, Gary Iza. Hatchets first and 10 from the Boonville 37. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the first half.
Spread formation again.
Penley takes a snap. Fakes the throw out to the flats to Irvin.
Oh.
Penley got trucked by number 72 from Boonville, Grant Willis. You know, Penley's a tough kid, though. That ain't going to bother him any.
He just got up and went back to the huddle. He's fine. Actually, I say huddle. We're not huddling again. We're doing it from the line.
So here we go. We're going to run trips to the near side. We're going to isolate Trey on the backside. So Connor, he's going to stay back.
Yeah, Connor's not blitzing this time, so they've got two over there on
Penley. Penley loses the football. Penley. He luckily recovers it.
Now what's that rule? Because that's like the NFL, right? He went forward with it on a pump fake and lost it. They're calling it a fumble, but he literally went all the way through the motion.
I don't think that this
this
crew is going to pick that up. I don't believe.
That's well, I don't okay, know though. If that applies with high school or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same. It just is going to be basically, you know, there's no instant replay to figure out where the ball was coming out at. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like.
Well, sure, there is. We're the replay up here, bud.
We're a little biased, though. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, we might be. That's all right.
It looks like a pass.
All right, so we're back to spread again.
Spread formation, third and 12, under 3 minutes to go. Penley, back to pass.
Kevin
got a little bit of time. He's going to throw it out of bounds wisely. You don't ever want to see that, but I tell you what, that was a good decision by Penley. He was flushed out of the pocket, didn't want to do anything stupid. He just throws it out of bounds. Nice decision by the senior.
Yeah,
at this point, we got a flag, though. We do have a flag on the play, so let's see. And I do have a North Davies score. Dwayne Shake texted. North Davies, surprise, surprise, and I don't mean any offense by that, but they are leading Tecumseh 12-2 at halftime.
How about that? Good for North Davies.
Okay, flag was picked up.
So
false alarm there, but you got to imagine here, 4th and 12 inside the Boonville 40. Obviously, Washington's going to go for it, but the thing is here,
we don't have timeout.
We have
okay,
no timeout.
They're resetting it. They're resetting the play clock.
Okay, so that was good because
it was down to 3. Yeah, that was not good.
So okay. North Davies on top of Tecumseh. North Davies with a new head coach this year.
Let's see what we got here formation-wise.
We're going to come out.
Trey's out here by himself.
We're going to see what happens. So, and if you notice, they're bringing Connor over every time, no matter what side of the field reads on.
But this is that DB that got beat before, so we'll see what we get.
Penley throwing to the other side. Targets Gage memory just out of his reach. Not a – you know what? Wasn't a bad – decision because you're taught as a quarterback either throw it where your guy can get it or nobody can get it, and that's what Penley did right there.
Penley's yelling at the sideline because I saw two plays before that he had to throw his towel off to the side and he's asking for another one, so it's almost
he might not
be able to grip the ball real well.
It's a little humid out here. I mean, you get sticky, not sticky fingers, but you get they get a little sweaty.
I tell you, and I know our line is young. We'll talk about it at halftime, but, man, he's getting pressure every time, and they're not even bringing linebackers.
Boonville, 1st and 10 at their own 39.
Misdirection
to Connor. Connor runs into his own guy. He's still going to come forward with it. It's going to be gang tackled.
So that was a three-yard gain. That was a spread, and we call that the old jet sweep. They faked the jet sweep, and then the running back was offset on the other side and came back, crossed his face. So.
Nice tackle there.
Good job by the Hatchet defense staying at home.
Fisher Owens, Julius Hardeman on the tackle there. Going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for Boonville as we are 2 minutes to go until halftime. Boonville on top, 36-7.
And they got trips.
They've got Hicks over here calling for the ball. He's backside one-on-one with Jacob Carrico. Let's see if Phillips goes to him. He does. Oh. Overthrows him. He was open.
On the post, yeah.
Overthrows him on that post. So catch a break there. Going to bring up 3rd and 7. 1:41 on the clock until halftime. Hopefully this rain will stay away. All the bad stuff will go north of us, or away for at least a lightning portion of it will go away from us, as we mentioned earlier. So hopefully we can continue on with this game here tonight. 3rd and 7. Phillips in the shotgun. Trips to the far side. Might have had a little jump, but no call. Oh, pass is just dropped out there by Caleb White. So that's going to bring up a 4th down. So presumably they're going to punt. I say presumably because in high school football you just never know. That is, if they do punt, Washington is going to have one more chance to put it in the end zone before halftime. And, you know, they really need something going because, as we mentioned, Boonville's going to start the second half with the football. Yep. They have a 36-7 lead right now. And, you know, have the momentum. Just Washington has got to be able to put a full drive together, as we've done one time here this evening, but has got to be able to put everything together from start to finish.
I agree. So here we go. The punt's away.
Hardeman is going to get a chance to return it.
Got time. It's low. There we go.
Gets around White. Dances his way. Going to make it to the outside. Going to get to the 42.
Man, that was right in front of the ref. Did you not see a face mask there?
Yeah, there.
That's pretty close.
I tell you what, there have been a couple questionable decisions here tonight, but as I said, we'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Everybody's got the first game syndrome, so
I gotcha.
Be that as it may, you know, and obviously we want all the calls to go our way.
Sure.
If you're listening at home, we'd like to turn this thing around here, so Washington's going to have a chance to do just that with 1:27 to go here in the first half, down 36-7. They're going to start with the ball on their own 43-yard line, we'll call it.
All right, so look at the defense now. And we're in a huddle, but I can already tell they've only got 3 down linemen because they know they're still going to get pressure with these 3 down linemen.
So let's get a nice run up the middle.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, when you can put 8 guys back, 8 yards off the ball at least.
Yeah. Penley in the shotgun. Hardeman in motion. Hand off to Laguerre. Kevin's going to have room as he's not down yet. Now there's the whistle. He's going to gain about 4 on the play. And he didn't even get touched until he was on the other side of the line of scrimmage, which has been rare tonight for him as he's been hobbled as Jacob Mason checks into the offense.
So like I said, their linebackers, heck, they're 8 yards off the ball. Now they're creeping forward, you know, on the snap. But, man, they've got a guy. How far?
He's 20 yards back. Under a minute to go.
Spread formation.
Penley brings Irvin in motion.
So Trips over here leaving
Trips.
Trey.
Penley, nice keep by Penley up the middle for the 1st down.
Nice.
And again, we're going to have to get back up to the line. We're going to have a stoppage of the clock here as they move the chains, but we don't have any timeouts.
So did you see him read that?
He did a great job.
He keeps that in Kevin's belly until he's all the way across his body, and he pulled that thing out and took it straight up the middle, right up the gut, because the linebackers flowed too heavy on that.
He read nicely on that as we're 30 seconds to go here in the first half.
Which
Penley,
they're going to give us that. I mean, let's be honest, there's 30 seconds, right? They're going to give us the run up the middle.
Let's see what we do here on what could be the last play of the half.
See if we can get a catch and get out of bounds here.
Dalton, Irvin over the middle. 35 is going to be brought down. It's going to be a 1st down. So we're going to stop the clock. 9 seconds to go.
Let's go, guys. Get at the line.
This is where sophomores
are standing. Look, they're not up at the line. Come on, guys.
That 11th player out there during the one play really cost us, because this would be the time for a timeout.
We're at 5.
We got Trey backside, one-on-one.
Got the snap.
That's where we're going. There it is. Overthrows him.
No.
And that is how we're going to end the first half of action on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville 36, Washington 7. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors for our halftime show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Andy Arvin of Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority at Ed Lee Mortuary. We are proud to announce our Ed Lee Mortuary North Chapel, located on the corner of Viola and Highway 57 North. You will now have two locations to choose from, Ed Lee Mortuary North Chapel and our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Ed Lee Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Davis County, caring for you when you need the care the most.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchet's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at halftime at Hatchet Hollow. Boonville on top, 36-7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Want to update a couple scores here real quick. We've got through some. One that's I've been waiting for, finally, I've seen here. Third quarter action. Evansville Memorial 17, Jasper 0.
Wow.
So Memorial is the reigning 3A state champions. Jasper, always a tough game, but Memorial kind of having their way with them right now, so we'll see how that one ends up. Another few scores of note, Vincennes Lincoln has a final 44-11 over Owen Valley. Heritage Hills 24, Mount Vernon 7. We got a final with the Sullivan-North Knox game. Sullivan was victorious 26-8. And Gibson Southern, 45-0 over Forest Park. And we'll continue to update scores as we get them of local area games of interest. Still the Princeton game. Princeton playing Evansville North. Evansville North with a new head coach who took Eastern Green to the title game last year. So a lot of changes around here. So it'll be interesting to see how this first week of action pans out here. But so far here, it's been pretty one-sided. Boonville has pretty much dominated, you know, both sides of the ball. And really, you know, Washington has shown glimpse of brilliance. We just haven't really been able to put together, you know, total drives. And, you know, we had a nice defensive stop about midway through the second quarter and then turn around on the next play and fumble. So we're not there yet, but we're definitely seeing some good things out of this Hatchet football team.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously there's bits and pieces. If we could put it all together and just – put them as drives, we'd have some pretty good drives. You know, we had some momentum killers, like you said. We're especially that first drive, man. I felt like we were running on all cylinders. We looked really good. We were in sync, pretty much chucking the ball down the field, running it down the field where we needed to, and, you know, a turnover that kills you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, first game, there's things to work on. You know, to be the positives out of this are we've got playmakers.
Yep.
It's just a matter of taking what they give you, and I think we're going to learn that. It's going to be the scenario that they're probably going to be learning and taught, especially here at halftime, you know, working together as a unit and working with that line to get protection and to where Penley's not having to flush out of the pocket every mm-hmm. single time he's dropping back to pass. It'd be nice to be able to do what their quarterback's doing. Heck, he's dropping back and – and he can take off running toward the line and make it look like he's running and then still pass it.
And shovel pass it 12 yards.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, definitely, you know, Boonville, though, coming into the season is, you know, is picked to be in the upper echelon of the Big 8 Conference. And obviously we've seen that here tonight. They're strong on both sides of the football. And, you know, that's kind of where we want to be. We're working towards that. We're not quite there yet. We've got a young team by and large. We've only got four seniors on this ball club. So obviously, you know, you're comparing apples and oranges, but, you know, one thing, Coach Durnell will have them ready to come out in the second half and make some adjustments and see if we can get back in this thing because, you know, again, Boonville's going to start off the second half with the football and a 36-7 lead. So it's really, at this point, it's Boonville's game to lose.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I think we're both on the same page here with what we're both saying. It's just a matter of, you know, us putting it all together. And young group, we've got to keep that in the back of our mind. I know Penley's a senior quarterback, but we're young across the board. So, you know, their line, they're pretty tough. If you can put three defensive linemen up against five linemen and you feel confident that you're still going to get pressure on the quarterback, that says something about those three guys that they've got on their defensive line.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, that's not a bad place. And they've got the guys, they've got five guys that can play linebacker, so that's what they're doing. It's like a 3-5 cover three when they do that. And when you got guys like Connor, I mean, you know, he's one of the linebackers and he's a great running back.
Yep.
You know, that just says a lot about your program. Which, speaking of program, you and I were talking about that numbers. I mean, Boonville has 50 on their roster this year. We have 44. I think we were both thinking Boonville might be down a little bit in numbers because typically they're a little more than 50.
Yeah, because, they are a 4A school, if I'm not mistaken, Boonville is. So
yeah.
It's obviously, a bigger student population, and normally they field a pretty big football team. And because, year in and year out, they're always going to be tough. You know, that's just how they are. So we got about 8.5 minutes to go until second half kickoff. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for more halftime stats and discussion here at Hatchet Hollow. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and three meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS-20.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious aged certified Angus beef filet to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more. The Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. This Saturday night, come out and enjoy some live music. We have Damian Baker on the patio starting at 9 p.m. Come on in and see us at Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday.
Get your teams together. It's time to sign up for the Fall Bowling Leagues at the Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington. The Wednesday Night Men's Commercial League starts on August 15th. Thursday Night Men's Rebels League begins August 16th. The Women's Thursday Night Lassies will start Thursday, August 16th. Tuesday Afternoon Senior League begins August 14th. And the Sunday Night Mixed League is set for August 19th. For more details, just follow the Kingpin Bowling Center on Facebook or call 812-254-0632.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere, Gary Issa back here at halftime at Hatchet Hollow. Boonville on top, 36-7. Want to thank some of our sponsors here. We got a new sponsor for Hatchet football this season. Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Voted best of the best for steak in Gibson County. I can vouch that is a definitely worth the drive down to Oakland City for that.
You know, John, I was about to say, I wonder if we could get, because I've not ever been there and I've wanted to go, I'm going to have to make that a trip so I can speak about that.
Maybe we should get them to give us a free meal on a road trip or something.
There you go.
I want to thank your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, with us, your number one, Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, and McDonald's of Washington. Apply to join the winning team at McDonald's. All right, Gary, I think we got a few first half stats. Let's share with the folks at home to kind of give everybody give them an idea of what's going on statistically here
okay.
this evening.
All right, so bear with me. This is my first time doing the stats, so I kind of got sidetracked and had to rely on someone else with the stats. So we'll go with Boonville first. I've got Boonville stats. They've got 36 rushes for 159 yards. Connor has 10 carries for 86 of that. So that's his breakdown. They've got 9 first downs. The quarterback, Phillips, is 5 for 11, 66 yards. So they have 225 total yards in the first half. To Washington, we have 24 rushes for 44 yards. Penley is 5 for 15, 66 yards. Trey Reed has 3 catches for 46 yards. And we did have 8 first downs, so we keep up with them in first downs. But, you also have to think about the touchdowns that they have, so those are not counting toward the first downs.
Sure. And the other thing is, too, you know, I would have actually thought that Boonville's total yardage would have been greater. But we have to remember that we gave them some really good field position opportunities yep. to cut down on their opportunity to rack up yards. So not that that's necessarily a good thing, but, you know, it's been – we haven't – at times here tonight, we haven't really helped ourselves out. We had the high snap that was probably the worst. I don't want to say the worst, but that was probably the most detrimental because we were kind of starting to get some momentum, and then we give Boonville the ball on the 9-yard line, and they punch it in a few plays later. So, you know, field position is always big. We've had our share of good field position starting and not so good. So, you know, it's just one of those things where Boonville has capitalized on our mistakes more than we have on theirs. And right now they're just kind of a step ahead of us. But, you know, we got a whole other half of football to play, and that first half seemed like it, you know, it took a month to get through the first half. And so, you know, anything's possible. I mean, obviously, Washington's staring down a deficit at 36-7, but still not insurmountable at this point. But they got to do something quick. They got to get a stop here as Boonville's going to have the football start the second half. Washington's going to have to get a stop and get a quick score to try to get some of that momentum back and do something to change the complexity of this game, or it could get out of hand, unfortunately, here in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree. So I think we're going to see a heavy dose of their running back, Connor, especially on the first drive. He had 8 carries.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to give him the ball. I mean, obviously.
But they were mostly all in the first quarter, though, by
yeah.
and large.
Well, heck, he had the first 3 carries, didn't he, the first
yeah.
4? So, after that point, I think the quarterback ran quite a few.
Then they opened it up a little bit in the second quarter. Phillips threw the ball a little
yep.
bit, but still – you know, just trying to figure out where they're at as a football team, too, and what their identity is going to be offensively.
Right. And, you know, I think the other thing is going to be this, too, because if you remember last year's game, Phillips got hurt against Washington,
mm-hmm.
Had a similar first half like he had now, and got hurt.
So
what
do
you
think? He gets pulled in the
fourth quarter. That's what I was getting at. That's exactly what I was getting at. We may not see him, but maybe one drive in this third quarter.
True. Especially if it converts into a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, if that happens, you would imagine that he's going to get pulled because if that happens again, and not that it was a dirty play or just one of those, it was just a football play.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just something that happened.
Sure.
And, unfortunately, the kid got hurt. But again, you got to look at that because you got a long season, and that really affected Boonville last year because Phillips is one of the top quarterbacks in this conference. And when he wasn't out there, that definitely changed Boonville's identity as a football team last year and really cost them some wins.
Yep, absolutely. So I think that's why I say you're going to see a lot more of Connor, because if you put in a backup, guess what? You want them to get comfortable just getting snaps,
yep.
getting the flow of the game, handing the ball off. At that point, they may get a couple pass opportunities, but not too many. So Connor's going to get his touches. I bet you we're going to see that Alex. He hasn't touched the ball on offense yet. Alex, who was their number 5, their fast kid.
Mockaby.
Yeah, Mockaby. I think he's going to get in the game some. But look, if you look down here, they've got number six throwing with Phillips. So
yeah,
I would say number six.
That's Connor.
It is Connor, my bad. Connor's throwing. So I wonder who their backup quarterback is.
I don't know. I didn't really see him in warm-up, so I'm not sure who that was. But we've got about 3 minutes left to go until we get things kicked off here in the second half. So we're going to take one last break before the second half starts. If you're just tuning in, it's halftime here at Hatchet Hollow. Boonville on top, 36-7. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Ram Truck Summer Clearance Event is heating up even more at the Washington Chrysler Center. Choose a Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with savings up to $13,500, now priced at under $39,000. Deals like never before to make room for the new models coming in. With the pulling power of the Hemi engine, the Ram Truck will tow your camper or boat while you enjoy spacious comfort in the front, plus plenty of room for hauling in the bed. The Summer Clearance Event ends soon. Don't miss this great savings event now during the Summer Clearance Sale at the Washington Chrysler Center.
I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow. Under a minute to go until we get second half action started. As we got an update on the Jasper Memorial score. Evansville Memorial 17, Jasper 7. So that one's tightening up. I'm not sure. I think that one is being played in Evansville, I believe. Maybe I can find that here or maybe not. Either way, things are tightening up there. We do have a final. Gibson Southern 48, Forest Park 0. It is at Enloe Field in Evansville. So Memorial 17, Jasper 7, as we are getting ready to start second half action here. And, you know, we can't really stress this enough that it's, I mean, it's time for, I mean, Washington has to do something here if they want to try to get back in this ball game. And it's going to start on this with their special teams. You know, I don't know if we may see an onside. Who knows? At this point, anything's possible.
Anything is possible, buddy. Hey, I want to give first shout-out on the radio here because I've not been on the radio before. So I have to say hello to my daughter, Caitlin, my son, Elliot, my wife, Alex. I know that they're at home listening. My boy Brody's here at the game. And also Kelly Brashear has been texting me back and forth, correcting me as I say things on the radio, helping me out. Leave it up to Kelly. He used to be my head coach. I was his assistant coach. It's kind of nice to still have him text me. And
Kelly Brashear is a fine individual.
He is.
He's a good guy. I like him.
Absolutely. That was for you, Kelly.
Good thing he gave you the $20. Lance Roach kicks it off. Boonville just kind of lets it bounce towards the goal line, fumbles it a little bit, picks it up. See what he can do with it. Not much. Washington does a nice job. That was number 26 for Boonville. That was Tyler Scarborough. Is going to be stopped at the 18-yard line. So,
how about that? We just talked about it. Now starting position.
Special teams coming through here.
Here we
go. Now the defense has a chance to shine as they got to dig themselves out of this 36-7 deficit that they find themselves in as we're just underway here in the third quarter at Hatchet Hollow. Nice night for football. We just need to, everybody needs to do their rain dance or whatever that needs to happen to keep the rain away. Boonville trips to the near side.
Yep, and they've got a tight end on the other side now.
Phillips in the gun. Low snap. Fisher Owens with pressure. Phillips somehow gets it away, completes it to Ross Farmer. Farmer with nowhere to run, but still gains positive yardage. And I tell you what, you got to give credit to Jackson Phillips, because he should have been sacked for about a 10-yard loss. as it looks like Jacob Carrico may have a hitch in his giddy up there.
Cramp. Holding his hammy, one of the two. So, and notice who's at running back. Connor's not in there. So they've got that number five that I was talking about.
Mockaby.
And they put a tight end in there. So they're running trips with a tight end instead of the trips with a receiver out wide.
So we're going to see the same formation just on the other side, now to the wide side. Same thing.
Boy, it looks like they've got the run to this side, too, the tight end side.
Going to hand it off to Mockaby up the middle. Comes. Nice spin move by Mockaby.
Quick.
He's still on his feet.
He is quick.
And he is out to the 36-yard line. I tell you what, he's quicker than a hiccup.
He's got some extra gears. That's what I was hoping to see from Kevin tonight, and unfortunately he's been hobbled the whole game. But that kid reminds me a lot of Kevin. He hit the hole and spun right off the first tackle and kept churning.
First and 10 for Boonville. 11-15 and counting here in the third quarter of action. 36-7 is your score. Boonville on top. Spread formation here for the Pioneers.
I'm surprised we didn't get to see more of this kid in the first half, just mixing him in with Connor.
Farmer on the end around. Mockaby with a nice block to cut him loose there, as Farmer is going to gain about 8 on the play.
We've got to get off that block out there. It's the same play, same block that we talked about for one of the touchdowns, our outside linebackers, letting that lead blocker pin him inside.
The thing is, Gary, if I just looked here, Mockaby is a sophomore.
Wow.
So we're going to get a heavy dose of him over the next few years.
Wow.
He'll be the Luke Connor of next year's team for Boonville.
You know what else I see? There's a Mason Phillips who's a freshman quarterback. And do you think that's Phillips' brother?
I would take that bet. Mockaby this time is still on his feet. He likes the way he keeps his feet moving. He's going to have a first down as Fisher Owens. Gage Memory in on the tackle for the Hatchets.
Wow.
Tell you what, the kid's quick. Keeps his feet moving. He's got some strength.
What's his size? Because he runs pretty hard.
6 foot. 6 foot, 170. Good size running back.
That's not bad for a sophomore. He's put together well.
Going to see that same formation. Trips to the far side. Phillips and Mockaby in the backfield. First and 10.
Man, we're really adjusting. We're leaving this wide side.
Phillips back to pass. Throws it complete to White. White going to gain about 6 yards on the play.
So I can see I'm looking at the coaches down here for Washington yelling at the kids to go to that side of the trips. And the reason is the running back is also set to this other side, so to the left side, and the trips is to the right. There's no way the running back's going to take the ball and run it backside here. So what they're saying is go cheat toward the trips. Now they can, because the running back is on the trip side, so he can get it across the face of the quarterback.
Phillips takes a snap, throws it out in the flat to Farmer. Farmer,
nice
tackle. Nice job by Jacob Mason. Nice tackle.
Nice.
Nice job. Another open field tackle, because otherwise, if that hadn't happened, Farmer had a first down, would have had a first down, and probably a lot more. So nice job by Jacob Mason.
That was a great tackle. He came up, flew up there, wrapped him up around his ankles, and took him down.
Third and 2 coming up here for Boonville on the Washington 35-yard line. 39-yard line. 8:36 and counting. Boonville on top, 36-7.
Oh, they're going to the I formation.
First time tonight.
That.
We got a fullback in there. We haven't seen a fullback since Reagan was in office. Phillips hands it off to Mockaby.
26 power.
Right up the middle.
It's I right. 26 power.
4 yard gain. Good for the first down. Uh oh. Do we have.
What are we cheering about? Did we get the ball?
There was a fumble. No.
Oh, no. We were cheering like we got it. I don't know what we were doing.
There's all kinds of confusion going on around here.
He had that by 2 yards.
Yeah, even the officials are getting, like, they thought it was ours because they got our ball out on the field.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So I don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, but Boonville's got a first down nonetheless. 8:17 to go. First and 10.
Looks like they might have put a few subs in here. They've got a new slot in here, new receivers.
Phillips still in at quarterback.
Which surprises me.
Yep, Mockaby. Nope, Phillips is going to keep it.
Rolling
throws
out,
it out in the
wide
flat.
Open. Man.
Wide open.
Tight end.
Tight end's got it. He's going to be knocked down about the 12-yard line.
That's a big tight end.
That was completed to Willie Roush, 6'4", 215, junior.
Wow.
Rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling down to the 12-yard line.
That was nice. They did the play fake to the left. Tight end was to the right, and he did one of those delay blocks out to the crept out to the flat, wide open. I mean, we didn't have anybody in sight. 21 yards.
First and 10 on the 12-yard line. Phillips going back to the I formation. Mockaby.
Back to their I, yeah.
Hand off to Mockaby.
25 power.
And he makes it up the middle and going to be about 2 yards short of the first down.
He did that jump stop, too. I tell you, they must have that as a drill with their running backs because they're all doing it.
He did the Gary Isa jump stop.
The high left, 25, power 25. This is my youth football plays coming out, seeing this run. Running back's doing a good job, though, reading the hole.
Yeah, because he was hit behind the line of scrimmage and still managed to gain 8 yards.
He did, too. He cut it back across the grain, too, and got yards.
7:32 and counting.
Back
third
to the
quarter
eye again.
Phillips hands off to Mockaby, and Mockaby is going to get into the end zone for the touchdown.
Nothing tricky at all. I left, and guess what they run? Power 25, right to the left side to the tight end side.
42-7 is your score. 7:24 to go here in the third quarter. Pending the two-point conversion here. So we'll see what happens here. Is probably go back to the power formation. It's worked down here on these two-point conversions by and large, so we'll see if they go back to the well once again.
I would say they're going to run it right up the middle again. They're an I, so here we go.
Phillips under center.
I left. What do you think? It's 25?
Takes the snap.
That was an ISO.
Yep. And I can't. It looks like he's in.
22 ISO. Oh,
he's in.
He banged it in.
44-7 is your score. 7:24 to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back right after this.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Isa back here at Hatchet Hollow. 7:24 to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 44-7 is your score. Boonville on top. As we get ready for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here once again, as Boonville set to kick it away here.
So we're going to see a squib kick again because he does not have a very good leg.
Nope. Fielded by Irvin at the 20. Dalton trying to get a block, still on his feet. Plows forward to about the 33-yard line. That's where Washington will start this drive. 7:17 on the clock in the third quarter. Washington in desperate need of some points in a hurry. So we'll see what happens here. Kind of see what I don't see. Laguerre was not out on the field
he's
on defense.
He's going back out there right now. Look, he's still got the hobble. I'm just not. Not sure if we're not deep at the running back spot or why we're doing that. I mean, I'm looking at the score and I'm thinking he's already hobbling.
Yeah, we don't want to make it any worse. Hatchets make their way up to the line. Penley in the shotgun.
Spread
formation. Hardeman in motion. Penley back to pass. Looking. He's got pressure. Penley gets away from it, dumps it off to Hardeman right through his hands. We got a flag on the play, though. We got two flags on the play.
Man, so Penley, that poor guy. I mean, he rolled right first, had to spin out of a tackle, roll left, and then throws a bullet to the flat.
We got two flags on the play here, so we'll see what's what. One of them is going to be on us, if not both of them. I can almost assure you of that. That one is going to be on the one in the middle of the field's got. I would imagine has to be on us, a holding of some sort.
I'm surprised Boonville's not. Which I get is still third quarter, but they still have some of their.
Yeah.
All their starters in, from what I can tell.
Yep. Well, this is what got them in trouble last year, keeping the quarterback in at the end of the game. Obviously, we're not there yet, but still. So, Washington going to be pushed back. It's going to be – they're going to be on their own 13-yard line. It's going to be first and 30.
Now we're in a true spread. And we have a new running back in. Who is that? It's hard to see at the angle we're at here.
We're gonna have to go. We're gonna have to go to this.
Is it Gage? Is it Albury?
24 is Gage Albury is in it, the running back, and it looks. Oh, it's gonna be on Boonville. Offsides on Boonville. So Washington's gonna get a little bit of that yardage back, but it's still gonna be first and long. First and 25 for the Hatchets. So we'll see what happens here. Connor still in the game for Boonville defensively. You got Irvin and Reed split out to the near side. Gage Albury in the backfield with Penley. Penley fakes the pass, runs into Albury. Penley rolling left, gets rid of it.
We are blocking. What? And that's a flag. There's a receiver, so I'm seeing this, right? We've got a receiver downfield that runs a curl route and starts blocking, and then Penley. One and he throws it out of bounds.
So we're going to have an intentional grounding. So Hatchets are going to back up again here. We're 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter of action. 44-7 your score. Boonville on top. It's going to be, you know, they're still trying to figure out where to put the football. I can't really. They're in the worst spot on the field for us to see right now.
Yeah, this is hard to see.
So they're.
I'm going to make a suggestion. I think next game we steal the other side by the AC unit too. What do you think, John?
I don't know. That could be a thing. Well, then I don't. The next game will be against Bossy, and I don't imagine. To my knowledge, they don't have radio coverage on the road, so we'll probably have it all to ourselves. Maybe we'll each sit at one end and we can take turns.
There you go.
Because I've been, you know, told I was hogging up all the breeze coming through here, so I don't know.
There's really not much of a breeze, is there?
There isn't now. It's a little stuffy out there. So now, first and 34.
Oh, man.
You don't see that very often, do you?
No.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Boonville on top, 44-7.
Three down linemen, so they're going to stay back on us.
Penley in the shotgun, takes a snap, looks left, throws it deep downfield to Trey Reed.
He just threw it. Picked off.
Reed goes up for it. It was a 50-50 ball. Mockaby's down on the field, though. We got to keep an eye on this for Boonville as he's down. The ball was intercepted by Ross Farmer, but if you're Boonville, you got to be – I think it's just a cramp.
He's got a
though.
Cramp, yeah. He's got his leg up. So
that's good. We don't want, I mean, no matter who's, you know, what side you're on, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
And you can't fault Penley. He's just trying to take a shot with a receiver. You know, he throws it up. It's a jump ball. Him and, you know, Mockaby goes up. They tip it in the air. It's a perfect DB drill. It's a drill you do in practice. You tip it up, and another safety comes flying in, dives for it, catches it before it hits the ground. Boonville played that well. They had him covered. And like I said, they've got three down linemen, so everybody's backing off.
Right. Got a score update for you here as things are changing quickly in Evansville. Memorial 30, Jasper 7. That's
wow.
In the fourth quarter. So Memorial well in hand. Has that one well in hand down at Enloe Field. 6:52 to go in the third here. 44-7 is your score. Boonville on top. Be interesting to see if we see Jackson Phillips again. And we do not. We have a backup quarterback, Hunter Connor. Is going to be Boonville's new quarterback, and you got to imagine that Coach Ward over there from Boonville learned his lesson last year.
I think this is a smart play. So Connor, so this could be Luke's
younger brother.
Younger brother. So wow.
He's got a handoff up the middle.
That's a new running back, too.
New running back is going to be stuffed for no gain. That's number 24, Colin Wolf, 5'9 sophomore. So looks like Boonville is doing some wholesale substituting here, which you would imagine with a 44-7 score, no reason to risk injury as they did last year. Obviously, that, you know, was an unfortunate situation. But
right. So, boy, I tell you, that's – odd to have the running back, Connor, and then the quarterback, Phillips. They both have younger brothers that are look like they're backups.
That's not a good sign for folks in the Big 8 Conference.
No.
Trips to the near side for Boonville. Connor takes a snap, hands it off to Wolf again.
Good run.
Wolf is going to grind forward, going to be short of the first down, but nice run by the sophomore as we're under 6 minutes to go here in the third. Hatchet Football is brought to you in part by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North. Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. And the Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. I got to tell you, though, Ace's is my wife Andrea and I's go-to place to eat here in town. So if you get a chance, check out Ace's. Connor under center, hands it off again to Wolf. Wolf riding his blocker for about a 10-yard gain, going to be enough for the first down and get it to the 20-yard line. So Boonville in the red zone.
They look sharp. I tell you, you can't tell much of a difference with their substitutions, the way that they're running the ball.
Well, and the other thing is, too, all of our guys, hands on hips, I mean, they're gassed.
They are, and we're subbing, too. I mean, look, Julius just came out.
Yep, Fisher Owens checks back in.
Pretty sure Penley's out.
Triple H back in the game, hard-hitting Holesclaw, as his dad, Byron, lovingly refers to him as. Connor under center, takes a snap, going to hand it off to Wolf. Wolf breaks a couple tackles, still on his feet. Wolf is going to go into the end zone.
Impressive run.
What a run by the sophomore. He looked like a senior on that play, Gary.
Holy cow, did he? Tell you what, he is following his blockers well, and then once he sees daylight, he's going. And I can hear the Boonville staff down here yelling out his name. So I'd say they probably have a lot of nice things to think about for him in the future.
Definitely the cupboard looks to be pretty full there in Boonville. 50-7 now your score. 4:43 to go here in the third quarter. As Boonville will once again go for the two-point conversion, which is kind of what you do when you don't have a kicker.
They're in the I formation.
Connor,
so I'm going to guess
center.
This one out. It's I left. I'm thinking they're going to go with the 25 power.
26.
ISO.
Yep, we were both wrong.
Right up the gut. So they run an ISO.
And Wolf is in for the two-point conversion.
Oh, man, that's just him banging it in there because it wasn't there.
No, he did that all on his own. 52-7 is your score here. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Gary Isaac back here at Hatchet Hollow. Boonville has things well in hand here. 52-7. 4:43 to go in the third. Getting set to kick off once again. As we've got, it looks like Tyler Gilley is back deep for the Hatchets. Let's go around.
I'm not sure why we keep going back so deep. He's not kicked it past the 20 yet, and he's lined up on the 15.
So here's the kick. It's going to be fielded at about the 25. That was Reese Durnell on the return. Reese gets it out to the, we're going to call it 38-yard line. First and 10 for Washington. Let's see what happens here. 38-yard line, first and 10, 4:38 to go here in the third quarter. Washington down 52-7. See if Washington can put some points on the board here. As we've got a few Gage Memorings in the ball game offensively. Jacob Mason, seen a little bit of action here on offense. Jacob Mason, glad to see him playing football again.
Yeah, it's junior. Nice. He's set out for 4 years now, is that right?
He last played in seventh grade, I believe. Penley in the shotgun. Gage Alberry in the backfield. Hands it off to Gage. Gage trying to get to the corner and just did not work. Gage's going to have to cut that up the middle. As you said earlier, going to have to plant and head north and south. Or I guess actually here it's east and west because the football field goes east and west.
That's just football terminology.
The terminology,
right? North,
yes.
South.
It's backwards here. So going to be second and 18 coming up for the Hatchets. As the clock continues to slowly tick away. Washington back up to the line. Going to have Trey Reed isolated one-on-one on the backside. That's where I would go at this point. But we're going to take a timeout. Apparently, Washington didn't like what they saw, so we're going to take a quick break. 3:54 left to go in the third quarter. Washington down 52-7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway for a free insurance review.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow as Washington talking things over, ready to come up with a hopefully a play that's going to net at least 18 yards here. It's second and 18. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the third. Boonville well in control, 52-7. Gary, you know, I'm a big IU football fan.
Sure.
Had season tickets for years. And as after we get through some of these plays, I'm pretty excited and hopeful that Tom Allen's going to put things together this year and going to surprise some folks.
So, yeah, I have some topics we can talk about on that. I know a guy that is actually – the strength coach for IU now. He was my fullback at Avon. He played at IU.
Did he teach you the drop step?
No, he was a year younger than me. But if you talk about a big kid, I say kid, back then, benching 450 pounds in high school, that's impressive.
That's pretty solid.
Went to IU as a freshman and benched 500, so not too bad of a fullback to have in front of you. His name's David Ballou, and I'll talk a little bit about what he's doing there because, well, since we've got a little break, we'll just continue here. So he was a defensive coordinator at Avon, strength coach there for numerous years, and then went to IMG Academy in Florida, which we all know about IMG Academy, top-notch high school program. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know why we have the delay, but let's not delay any further.
No doubt. So – then he went to Notre Dame and coached for a year, or strength coach there for a year, and now he's back at IU. And the things that he's saying that they're doing there now, I'm excited about it.
Penley in the shotgun. Trey Reed, all alone backside, going to hand it off to Gage Alberry.
Mm. Wow, he got rocked.
Alberry got trucked. But gained 4 yards on the play, yards.
That was one of those where he's spinning in the middle, and the middle linebacker puts a helmet right in his chest.
Yeah. And we got a lightning delay, folks.
Oh, no.
To the dismay of everyone here. So with 3 minutes and 26 seconds left to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Boonville 52, Washington 7, we are now in a lightning delay, which means at least 30-minute delay. So we're going to throw things back to Andy Morrison at the studio, and we'll check back in here when we have more information.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419.
Tim Dant.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's Two Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
John Gere and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow, and after the lightning delay, both coaches talked it over. The long trip and all, the score being the way it is, everybody has decided to call the game. So that's going to be it for tonight, folks. Your final is going to be Boonville 52, Washington 7, in a lightning-shortened contest. And, Gary, you know, you hate to see that, but the right decision was made here based on the travel from Boonville, based on the score, based on just everything. The right decision was made.
Sure. So the right decision's made here. I mean, let's face it, Boonville had all of their backups in.
The game was not in question at this point.
No, and I'm sure that Boonville would like for their kids to get some experience. That's what you always want. But, I mean, there's nothing to gain for Washington at this point.
No.
And we've already got guys hobbled up. We've got enough game tape. We've got enough things we can work on to get better, which I believe we will. We're going to get better. You know, it's the first game.
Right.
We faced a team that they had a lot of seniors.
Good football team.
It was a good football team.
Yeah, definitely. So as we are going to roll in a little early to the post-game show brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Hate to see the first game of the season go this way, but you know what? It's a good place. You got to have a starting point no matter what. You know, we're home again next week against Bossy, and, you know, we can take some of the things that we did well, move those forward to next week.
Yep.
We can also take some of the things that did not go so well and try to adapt and change those things for next week.
Absolutely. So you and I have talked about this. You know, I think one of the main focus areas is going to be protection. Mm-hmm. You know, Penley has been flushed out of the pocket every single time he went to pass, even with just a three-man front. So we do have areas we can work on there, running backs. I guarantee they're going to watch film and see how Boonville's running backs ran the ball compared to the way we were hitting holes. Big difference, right? When we
sure,
look at that.
Absolutely.
You know, we can't get to the outside every time. We can't.
I was impressed with the way Boonville, even their backups, the way they used their blockers and were patient and let them get in front of them. And just, I mean, their vision of the field was pretty outstanding, really. Even, I mean, all the way from the star running back, Connor, all the way down to Wolf, who, you know, is a sophomore backup, you know, looked like a senior out there.
Right. And that goes back to they've been running that offense for how long now? You know, you've got to believe the first crack at Penley playing quarterback, a whole new offensive system.
Yep.
So we knew coming into this game that we had we're already a step behind, right? We're a younger team. I mean, Penley is a senior quarterback, but he hasn't played that position a whole lot. Read, pass, option. I mean, that's a lot for
it's
a quarterback
a lot to
take
on. Yeah.
You know, and that's something they didn't – Boonville did not do that, obviously. They have set plays. It was no option of pulling and passing. He's either handing off or it was a pass play.
Right.
So, you know, we have things to work on. And I'm not saying our offense is not going to work because I think the offense is going to work. It just takes reps. It takes film. Break down a film, and that's what they're going to get to do. So,
right.
I feel positive with the outcome.
Yeah, definitely, you know, the score obviously was not in our favor tonight, but there were a lot of good things that happened, and I think, you know, moving forward into the weeks to come, you know, and we've notoriously struggled in this opening game for whatever reason in years past. So, you know, we can turn things around next week with a win against Bossy. You know, I think Princeton is going to be winnable this year. You know, there's a chance for this football team, you know, as young as they are, to have a pretty good season. So it just takes time and a lot of things, a lot of moving parts here, you know, as we get started with this season. But, you know, saw some good things tonight, though.
Absolutely. So it's a process, man. You know, we've talked about it. It's a process. These guys are young. They're sophomores, a lot of sophomores on the team. It's a process for them. They've made strides from last year to this point. So it's just a matter of making strides every week, getting better every week.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee Jake that's going to be his preaching point with the guys is, you know, we've got tape. We did things good. We did things bad. Here's where we can improve. Let's work at it. And you get that buy-in from the players, and it's a process.
Yep.
It's something we talk about even at our youth level. It's being coachable. And I think he's got a good group of kids that are coachable. They're willing to put in the work and the time to get better.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, wrap things up. We're going to give away some awards. I'm not sure if we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Durnell here tonight, but either if he makes his way over here, we'll talk to him. If not, we'll hand out awards and wrap things up. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the post-game show brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington, and Sterling & Company, professional corporation on Main Street in Washington. We'll be back right after this.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow in the lightning shortened contest. Here's Boonville. Came away victorious 52-7 as we got through about three and a half, three quarters of a quarter. I just confused myself. We'll just move on. So anyway, Boonville wins 52-7. Washington will be at home again next week as they take on Bossy. Kickoff will be at 8 o'clock. We will be on the air 7:45. Another tailgate here at Hatchet Hollow next week. So make sure you come out, enjoy the pregame festivities. Come out and support these young men. Also tune in to us to get all the ins and outs and the either insightful or uninsightful, if that's a word, commentary from us. So, you know, tough night for Washington. I don't think we're gonna get a chance to talk to Coach Journal tonight. So basically, you know, Gary, like the takeaway, I mean, what next week, obviously, we want to right the ship here. What do you want to see from Washington? I mean, what do you think we need to see next week to be victorious against Bossy? I mean, what do we need to, I guess let me rephrase that. What's the best thing that we can take away from tonight to turn the tide next week?
Just sharpen things up. They're not going to have to change everything up, right? We're going to stick with the offense that he's got in place. His goal is to just sharpen things up now. It's, you know, whether it was we missed some reads at the quarterback or, you know, protection-wise, that's got to be better. Running backs hitting the holes hard. You know, really, I think that's your focal point, because I think defensively, we saw some good tackling tonight. Defensively, saw a lot of solo tackles. Didn't see too many missed tackles. I mean, there's going to be a couple.
But not a bunch.
Defensively, I think we fly around just fine. I think we need to work on our D-line penetration. We need to work on our O-line protection for sure. But, yeah, I think we're fine. We don't have to change much. It's just fine-tuning things.
Gotcha. It looks like we are going to get a chance to talk to Coach Durnell. So let's take one more break, and we'll come back, talk to Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell, and hand out some awards. So we'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
The Ford 2018 Model Year Sales Event is going on right now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. New 19s are arriving daily, so the 18s have to go. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 in cash on the 2018 Ford Explorer, Escape, and an Edge. Plus, no payments for 90 days. The deals are hot, hot, hot at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Annalie Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Annalie today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Summer means vacations. Heller's Lawn Care can take care of your lawn while you're away. No worries. Schedule vacation mowing, watering, or general lawn maintenance so you can relax. This is also the time for grub control to get rid of those pesky moles. Whether it's trimming shrubs, landscape design, or lawn cleanup, call Heller's 812-610-0055. Heller's looks forward to giving you the best lawn on the block.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Kids in your neighborhood are returning to school and waiting for buses each morning and getting off the bus each afternoon. It also means there will be more traffic around town during these times. Please keep this in mind as you travel. Watch for the kids and the buses. Accidents happen every day when we least expect them. Please be careful. These children are the future of our community.
Freddy Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear, and I'm joined by Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. And coach, obviously, tough start to the season tonight. You knew Boonville was going to be tough. They came in and, you know, kind of lived up to, I think, what you expected. Give us some, you know, kind of your overall takeaway from what happened here tonight.
Well, first off, we got to give credit to Boonville. I mean, they are a very good team. But our downfall, and I talked about it to the boys before we even came out of the locker room, was last year's game. And I know it's a brand-new team, but last year's game's turnovers and penalties, and they hurt us. And there, you know, at the beginning of the game, we're driving down the field, and we fumble. So if we can't hang on the ball, it's going to be a long season. And then, you know, our penalties. I thought we had a little momentum shift there when we hit Trey on the fade, and then we stopped them. We got the ball back, and then we fumbled again. So it's just a game of ebb and flows. And every time we kind of had some momentum, we shot ourselves in the foot. You know, that's the saying. And that's going to happen a lot this year. And I told them they were going to make mistakes. They got to keep their head up and keep fighting. And we, you know, we were impressed with a couple kids tonight that showed us that they're ready to play. So, you know, we'll build on it. Obviously, you never like to lose, especially like this. But we got a lot of puppies in the locker room.
Right.
So they just have to be trained. And football is not an easy game. A lot of them don't know football that well yet, so you know they have been learning since June, and it's a large learning curve, if you will. So we'll come back and we'll watch film tomorrow and talk about what we can do to be better, and we got to get ready for a good Evansville Bossy team.
And I know, you know, in the pregame we talked about your team kind of getting down on themselves a little bit too much. You could see that on the field as those fumbles, and they kind of, you know, you could just see them kind of just hang their heads a little bit. And then they got a little momentum and came back. And then just, you know, like you said, that one had a nice defensive stop down here and then get the ball back in good position and then fumble. And it was just one of those things where couldn't really put everything together in sequence to get points on the board.
Yeah, and that's immaturity. And, you know, they'll continue to grow and learn. But it's one of those things that was kind of prophetic in the locker room. We talked about it, that's what we cannot do. And we come out and that's what we did. But again, Boonville's a very good team. Luke Connor is a heck of a running back. His jump cuts are amazing. I mean, there were a couple times where we had the holes filled, just one gap over, and then turned it back on. His stopping and starting ability is pretty special. That's why he'll be playing on Saturdays. And then their quarterback, the Phillips kid, you know, we covered actually pretty well in the first quarter. I know the score doesn't indicate that, but he moves around really well, keeps his head up. He scrambles to throw. He doesn't scramble to run. So, I mean, it's just kind of hats off to them. They're a very good team, and I think they'll push Jasper and Vincennes and Mount Carmel for the Big 8 title.
Sure. So let's talk about Kevin Laguerre. Hobbled early on, kind of what do you give us an update on that situation?
Well, I think it's a sprained ankle. I think he'll be fine with ice and rest and, you know, the recuperation plan that our trainer, who's awesome, Misty, has for him. We'll get him back. But again, that's one of those, I think it was second play of the game, third play, you know, right, you know, early in the game, first series, definitely. And he sprains his ankle, and the kids, being the age that they are, they see that and they're like, oh, there goes our game plan.
Right.
Because, you know, we want the ball in Jaden's hand, we want the ball in Kevin's hands and Julius and Dalton, and then one of those four go down. It changes the game plan a lot. And then, of course, when we get behind, then we got to throw the ball. So I think he'll be fine. It's just a sprained ankle, but we pulled him pretty quickly there. I played him the first play of the second half, but I told him that was going to be it.
Right.
He was going to stand for the rest of the time so he didn't injure it further. But I think he'll be okay.
There were some bright spots tonight, though. I mean, it wasn't all lost.
Yeah,
there were some good things that happened.
And we have some new players, and like I said, they're learning. I was impressed with Jacob Mason. He's come back to football. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and I love his energy. I wish more boys would feed off that, and hopefully they will as we go on. We just had young kids step up that normally don't get in the game. Toot my own son's horn here. I thought Reese played really well tonight. I had no idea he was going to start, so it was a surprise to him and I. But Coach Thorne put him in at linebacker, and you know, he made some mistakes, but I thought he held his ground in some of the plays, and you know, made some reads, and he was calling the defense. So just to put him in that situation, I thought he did a nice job. Jaden got gas there. We ask a lot out of Jaden, but he's a senior and he wants it. He's our leader, and we're going to go with him, you know, wherever he takes us. So we'll keep riding Jaden and, you know, try to learn as we go.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. You know, tough way to start the season, but, you know, there's a lot more football to be played.
It's a war of attrition. It's a season of attrition. So, we learn from this and we move on, and we play Evansville Bossy next week. So, we can't dwell on it. We move on.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you very much for
joining
me. I'm going to bring Gary Issa back in, as he soaks up some air conditioning here, and we're going to give out some awards as we wrap up the broadcast here. All right, Gary, let's give out some awards here. Let's start off with the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, and that's going to go to
Julius Hardiman.
Julius had a nice game tonight. He's all over the field. He's everywhere, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with as this season progresses.
Yes, he is. He made a lot of tackles tonight.
Next up, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game is going to be.
We're going to give that to Jaden Penley.
As Coach said, he's the leader. He's a tough kid, and he is a football player. He's a football player's football player, if I can use that terminology. Great things out of Jaden. I think he's got a big season ahead of him, and I think he's got options to continue his football career after this, too.
I do, too. He's a good kid.
Last but not least, the Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, player of the game is going to be
Trey Reed.
Trey had a – I just – you know, as much as Washington struggled, Trey really was kind of a bright spot. He made a lot of great plays, made some really tough catches, came back to the ball nicely, obviously caught the only touchdown that Washington had. But really just, you can see that if we can give Jaden time to throw and use some advantages, that Trey is going to be a weapon all throughout this season.
He is going to be a big weapon. So that's something Jake is going to continue to focus on, too, is getting him in those one-on-one sets and let him get open, throw the ball to him, let him out jump or out run. And that's what we were able to do tonight on a couple of the plays, and we saw that tonight. He makes plays.
Sure, he's definitely a playmaker, and definitely going to be fun to. It's going to be fun to watch his team grow as the season goes on. You know, we got a tough, bossy team coming in here next week, but good news is it is at home. So next week, kickoff 8:00, just like this week, we'll be on the air at 7:45. Come out early, hang out with us at the tailgate. It's a long football season. There's a lot of football left to be played, and I think we're going to see some good things out of this Hatchet football team as the season progresses.
I agree, and if there's one thing I'm going to leave with, it's kind of what Coach said too, is Penley's going to be our – I mean, he is. He's the main focal point, main captain. He's on the field quite a bit of the time, if not all the time.
Right.
We're going to ride his back, and he's got to do the job in the locker room too. And I know he will. It's keeping the guys positive and building off of what we can and get better, and we'll be prepared next week.
Absolutely. All right, folks, tune in next week, 7:45. We'll be on the air as Bossy makes their way to Hatchet Hollow. We want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening. We want to thank Andy Morrison back at the station for keeping us on track and on time. And, Gary, we made it through the first broadcast, and it's onwards and upwards from here, buddy.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Well, thanks again for tuning in, folks, and we'll see you next week right here on WAMW 745 Kickoff. You've been listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Podcast sponsored by
John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency. With them, you're number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. McDonald's of Washington. Apply today to join the winning team at McDonald's. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant. inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.